RadioRadio.com. It's our duty to entertain you. I said duty.
Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
Previously on Hippo Juice.
Rorschach.
No, because I'm looking at pictures of men with big dick and black ties.
Yeah, so you're doing what you're doing before you called in. That's fine.
Listen, Rorschach, you're right in that not every Mormon has a big dick, just like not every black person has a big dick. That's racially insensitive for us to assume all of them are set up the same way.
But black people aren't going to confirm or deny that they have big dicks or not.
Mormons didn't even accept black people in 1978, so they don't even get them involved.
Listen,
that's still fresh for them.
It's not.
They were subhumans.
Yes.
It's not even like it's a benefit for these Mormon men to have multiple wives. It's more work. It's more for them to handle. You guys just aren't seeing the bigger problems if they don't have all those wives to handle their large penises.
And Doc found a Mormon Cox Tumblr that I'm clicking in right now. Let's see what's in Mormon Cox.
Further down you go,
there is a lot of penises on this Tumblr. I don't know what I expected. Woo, there's a lot of dicks. That is a lot of dicks.
Hippo Juice is recorded in front of a live internet audience.
Ladies and gentlemen, step right up and witness the wonder of the Hippo Juice Show.
Isn't racism fun?
No, fuck you, bro!
Everybody's in my asshole right now.
No, it tastes like man balls.
And like,
it says men shouldn't fondle other men's bungholes.
Ah! Hippo juice, nigga!
Welcome to the Hippo Juice Show. The number to call in is 954-573-2780. Hashtag Hippo Juice online if you want to get in contact with the show. Today is August 24th, 2016, 7.07 p.m. in cloudy Central Florida.
It's cloudy here too.
No one's asked you yet. You're not introduced yet. You don't get to talk.
Just trying to
relate. Meh. Welcome to the show. I'm sorry for that rude interruption. Joined as always.
Oh, Dutch, it's cloudy over there too?
That's good job, Marie. I like that. That's fine. I don't mind if you interrupt me. Marino Carmi Sarkeesian Lopez is here.
You heard? I win.
We have
Ramcat
Mark Nixon from the Untitled Movie Podcast joining us.
It's not Untitled anymore.
It's called The Real Thing, but thank you so much.
Boom. See what I did there? I switched it on you. I forgot. I completely forgot. Even though I upload the show, I just forget. Too many things on my plate, bro. Welcome.
Welcome, and damn it, welcome.
I don't know if I want to introduce Dutch. I don't want to talk to him yet, so I don't know.
I'm Joe Dutch from Wingerton.
Don't help him! I don't know if I like that.
Are those the ducks? The
No. That's me, John, and Marie all saying yay at the same time.
Yay! That sounds like ducks. It sounds like the ducks from IKEA.
It does. It really does. I don't know. All right. So welcome.
Thanks.
Thank you.
How's everyone doing?
It's good to be here.
Is everyone crushing it?
You know it.
I'm about to quit my job.
All right.
What? For reals?
Yes.
Which one?
I hate my fucking job.
Oh, the day job, you mean?
The day job.
Yes. Yeah. So you really are just fucking out? Are you really...
I mean, I'm not going to quit without having something lined up first. I don't do the movie thing. The movie thing where I'm just going to quit and fly by the seat of my pants and live off my charms.
Fuck you.
You're cool. Fuck you, I'm out. Well, that's good. I hope you find something enriching and something that doesn't make you want to kill yourself every day.
Fuck you. You're cool. And fuck you, I'm out.
Yeah, I'm the Scarface of my office, so yes.
Yep. So, yeah, I guess welcome.
Mm-hmm.
We, I believe, have an update because we were talking about it yesterday.
What's the update?
On the Ryan Lochte thing.
More Ryan Lochte updates?
Yeah. Let me see. Do you have the prep open?
Yeah.
It's in there.
So you're Lochte and loaded?
Well, Lochte after his... Yes. Lochte...
No, we're not doing this. Today.
Yeah, we are. Now we are.
Can we do it? Because that sounds fun. Oh, I see it in the prep. Ryan Lochte offered sex toy endorsement deal after being fired from Speedo and Ralph Lauren.
Yeah, so Lochte lost all...
Is he a big piece?
I don't know. I don't know if his penis
If he's offering sex toys, then I would say no.
He is a sex toy.
Yeah.
Anthropomorphic sex toy that's come to life.
I mean, the guy is good looking. You got to give him that.
He looks dumb.
His stupidity just negates all that.
Yeah.
Though.
You can be good looking, but if you're dumb, it shines through all that good looking, and then it just makes you look dumb.
Kind of like how funny, intelligent guys can be hideous looking and still will get attractive looking women.
Precisely. It's the opposite effect.
Oh, I like that. I thought it was the money.
Well, money. Okay, so if you're good looking, dumb, but also have money, then the money shines through the dumb, which shines through the good looking.
Got it.
Right. It's like the caveat to threes.
But the amount of money has to go up depending on how stupid they are or how ugly they are, correct?
Yes.
I got you.
It's a give and take. Because we all know looks will eventually dissipate.
Fade is the word. Fade.
No, they just blend away. They spread out.
Dissipate and fade are the same thing.
Beauty
then
fades.
Why did
your
you
401k
me?
Lasts forever.
Because beauty fades is the actual term that people say.
No You're one, an actual term.
There's never been a movie where they go, you know what they say, beauty dissipates.
Well, I wanted to be original, all right?
What, you don't like her vocabulary? You don't like her use of words?
Her words are fine.
Oh, my God. Would you listen to him criticizing me?
I just think...
She has words. So many words. She has the best words.
She has the best... You know what? Right now, Marie is dissipating me, so...
See, that doesn't really apply now.
I don't think that means what you think it means.
Are you sure?
Did you and Ningno Montoya him?
The 32-year-old... Yeah, he's getting... What's the company that's offering the sex toy things? But the makers of the crowdfunded blowjob robot everyone is talking about, the Auto Blow 2.
I thought they already have one of those out.
The Auto Blow 2 is coming out. The number 2. It's a new one. It's a new model.
2 Plus.
You might as well throw the old one out because this one does not have 4G connection.
It's not a female sex toy. It's a male sex toy?
Yeah.
It makes it feel like a blowjob?
Right.
It looks like 3 charm bracelets that go up and down your dick.
Yeah, it's the best way to describe it. Let me see if I can post it.
It's like if you bought a couple Pandora bracelets, but way cheaper and probably softer, and then they just go up and down the shaft.
There it is in the chat. Look, that okay.
That's amazing. Oh, that's the best gift. I'm stealing this.
You're welcome.
That is technology right there, dude.
All right.
They're getting closer. Oh, hey. They're getting closer and closer to making a female robot.
That's all they need. And then us women.
Bullshit, man. Anyone could have thought of this and someone did. And they're making so much money now because of the fact that they took their mom's bracelets and they appropriated into a blowjob machine.
Yeah, but having the machine, I guess that probably the reason why it hasn't gotten invented earlier, not because of lack of idea, but just, you know, how do you seal it so it doesn't get wet with the motor and keep it small enough to where you can, you know, take it on a plane or whatever.
The guy from that made the Auto Blow says the Auto Blow 2 tireless motor exemplifies the Olympic spirit, much as Lochte did while winning his medals.
I like this guy. This guy's awesome.
I love it.
Olympic spirit. What a dick.
Says as part of the deal, Auto Blow will pay Ryan Lochte $10,000 USD to pose with one of the robotic devices while smiling and pointing at it, along with the caption, "The masturbation device Olympic champions choose."
Jesus.
I take it.
For 10K?
At this point, what else is he going
to
do?
10K to say the masturbation choice of Olympians? I'm not sure if NBC would ever invite him back afterwards.
Well, I mean, their viewership went down 25%.
You saw that?
They'll take all comers, pun intended.
No, you saw that? How many people have cut their cable that NBC showed profit losses and numbers down? That's nuts. Royce and I struggled with that. We cut our cable a few years ago, and we were trying to figure out a fucking way to watch the Olympics this year. I mean, we watched a lot of it in restaurants. Like, we would go to bars and stuff like that and watch them, and that's fun because then you have multiple TVs that are showing you multiple events. But at home, you tried to do the streaming service that your dad had, right? Mm-hmm. And it kept freezing and glitching, and it was just awful.
The only reason why I have cable now is because of sports. That's it. And it happens to be same packaged here with our internet provider stuff. So I'm good. I'm fine.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we wouldn't have it.
I need to watch football in, like, you know, high definition. 15, I can't.
15 days. Oh, my God. I'm so excited.
I know. I can't wait.
But getting back to what you were saying, why did the viewership drop down? Because they made it so damn difficult to watch anything unless you actually had cable or whatever service that NBC and the IOC specifically were trying to
those two companies, the NBC and the IOC, were so ridiculous in their rules and regulations as to how Olympic coverage was going to be shared. They were paranoid that they were going to, I don't know, lose advertising tracking numbers to give back to sponsors.
Yeah, if I missed an event and I wanted to see, like, the ending of it, you couldn't find a video online.
No,
like,
everything I got a list of rules and things that you're not allowed to say and do in the company that I work for from the social teams. Like, you know, they were told what they weren't allowed to say because they wanted to encourage people to come into the restaurants to watch the games. Right. Like, right. It would make sense. Go to a Yard House or something. You want to watch the Olympics. They want to say,
you can't use the word Olympics.
They couldn't use anything even close to the Olympics. They couldn't use half the word. Like, they couldn't say, like, Paralympics, Math Olympics. Like, they just broke down everything Olympics that you could not say. You weren't allowed to you weren't even allowed to, on a Twitter, publicly tweet that you were rooting for one of the athletes. You weren't allowed to retweet something that NBC tweeted.
You weren't allowed to do anything. You mean your company, right? Not
The company profile.
Right.
Like, the last straw for me was when they banned GIFs. That's not happening. Right? I'm sorry. I don't care how prestigious your event is, but GIFs need to exist in my world.
Especially,
and I'm not a millennial, but I don't give a shit.
Especially that GIF of the Filipino diver that didn't know how to dive and was belly flopping. That was hilarious.
That was great. Yeah. How many zeros did he score?
I don't know.
Zero.
He was bad.
He was so bad. He was so bad. No, GIFs are the best. GIFs are what make the world go around these days. That and Snapchat. If they had Snapchatted the Olympics, they probably would have made more money.
Yeah. Well, they didn't. They're going to eat it. It's similar to the thing where they think they know how to market the product that's kind of on the cusp of not being cool anymore, or at least relevant. And seriously, let's get back to this Ryan Lochte thing, because I'm fascinated about this douchebag and the fact that someone's offering him money in order to promote his dick product.
I'd love to get back to Ryan Lochte, but didn't he have his own reality TV show that failed?
He did.
Yeah, pretty bad.
I'm kind of sad I missed out on that.
So I don't think people are really that interested in Ryan Lochte in large doses. I think just a nice flashy headline is really all we can take of Ryan Lochte.
God.
And well, the thing is that, like, there's nothing worse. Everybody cringed when everything started coming out. Like, oh no, what a douche. Like, he was making up, like, being a badass. There's nothing worse than someone who's stupid trying to outsmart everyone.
Oh, and yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It's just uncomfortable. It's,
exactly. A stupid person trying to outsmart everyone. That's exactly what he did.
But he is, if there ever was a person who is Zoolander.
If there ever were a person.
Mm-hmm. It's him. He's Zoolander. That's who he is.
Is there more to life than being really, really ridiculously good looking?
Like, he has one skill. The guy has won 12 medals. You know how hard it is to fucking win an Olympic medal?
Pretty sure Michael Phelps knows.
Yeah, he did a lot more than that. But that's the thing, is that like 11 medals is impressive, but you know, Phelps is like, I got 24.
Yeah, but that's not even fair.
Is it?
And 21 of them are gold.
Uh-huh.
Lochte doesn't even have the excuse of being stupid because he doesn't smoke pot, or at least he hasn't let that on to my knowledge. I know that Michael Phelps got in trouble a couple of years ago.
Oh, no, there's smart people and there's dumb people, and he's just a dumb...
He's a dumb person.
...guy who's just gifted athletically. That's it.
Maul in the chat says, it seems that Ryan Lochte is a bit cocky?
Duh.
Hey. Oops, wrong one, sorry.
He said on his reality TV show that he's...
Why am I here?
He says that he is probably the only swimmer who can't float. Now, that says a lot about him, right?
Like,
yeah. Sincerely, because he doesn't know sarcasm. He doesn't understand.
Oh, because he's that dense?
Yeah. Oh, God.
God damn you.
The Lochte Mess Monsters with the Daily News head.
Oh, no. That's a good title.
That's not bad.
Bravo. No. Bravo, Daily News. I bet that person was really proud of themselves. They went to bed like, I got this.
I nailed it.
Here's the thing, though. Like, everybody's been annoyed with him ever since the last Olympics, because when someone's that stupid, it's like, yeah, like it was a feeding frenzy when this whole thing came out. They're just like, yes, we can finally nail this idiot.
Yeah, I mean, he's.
And now you can too, for the price of one auto.
We played last week. Dildo. We played that interview where the fucking... You played it, Dutch, where the host couldn't even... was cracking up. The news anchors were cracking up after they hung up.
4 years ago.
Because... I know, because he's so stupid.
So stupid.
So
and they
dumb.
Like, the second he got off... This is on, like, morning news, like, with the team, and they couldn't stop laughing. And the girl just kept going, oh, but he's so cute. That's the only thing she could say.
You know how many times people have said that about him?
Three?
Probably a little more than that, Marie.
1,000 times a day.
Yeah. He should be... Imagine if he was smart, he would probably be better than Phelps. I believe that. If he was... Because something goes into that, right? I mean, Phelps... There's a mental part of that. Like, Phelps is a smart guy, too. Like, and he trained smart.
I want to throw a wrench into your theory in that...
Don't throw a little wrench, because that'll hurt.
A big wrench.
Okay.
Dumb people also don't know that they can't do something.
You're using the Forrest Gump theory, and I will not in any way be a part of that movie. That movie is a fiction. It did not really happen.
I was not
happen.
Using the Forrest Gump theory, but...
It is that. That. But it is
but
the
if
Forrest
you told
Gump
Ryan
theory.
Lochte that he could swim faster than a shark, then he might actually swim faster than a shark because he doesn't know that he can't.
No, that's not true.
It's it's a bumblebee theory. No
now
one
it's
ever,
a bumblebee theory.
No
it was
ever,
a shark theory, now it's a bumblebee theory.
No one
theory.
Ever told bumblebees that aerodynamically they shouldn't fly, but God damn it, those motherfuckers try super hard and they fly somehow.
That's not they fly because they flap their wings,
right? Really hard, but aerodynamically they shouldn't be like
no
shouldn't be
but
able
they
to fly.
Should because
no
they
I read
fly.
Something somewhere sometime that said that was true.
I guarantee you that is completely debunked. There's no way that bees shouldn't fly because they fly. Science has explained why bees fly.
Ryan Lochte is 32 years old. What's the cutoff? A guy's age
oh, God
cut
damn
off
it.
As far
Hold
as
on.
Dyeing your hair blonde.
God damn it. Bumblebee flight does not violate the laws of physics.
Thank you.
God
and
damn
also,
it.
Also, bees?
Beads?
Bees? No, beads.
Bees?
Beads.
Fuck. Arrested Development ruined two words. You can't say them without thinking about Will Arnett screaming.
Why did somebody lie to me about bees?
Nobody lied to you. You just believed the internet.
The internet lies.
I'm going to bet you that it was one of those things. It was a picture of a bee, and it says, "Will you be mine?" from The Simpsons. And then there was also a picture of a bee that said, "It's such a beautiful miracle. Science can't explain why bees fly. So thank God every day," or something like that. I guarantee you it was something like that.
Hashtag blessed.
Yeah. Hashtag blessed.
Hashtag buzzed.
I have no idea what we're talking about anymore.
We're talking about bees,
I'm
Dutch.
On Snopes.
The bumble variety.
Bees! I'm on Snopes.
Everywhere.
I'm on Snopes right now on the origin of this myth.
And Snopes!
And it says the notion of scientists once proved bumblebees can't fly is regularly cited in magazine and newspaper stories and lists of interesting facts, often in a manner aimed at putting down those know-it-all scientists and engineers.
First off, a wool manner, because it's 2016, equal rights, hashtag break the ceiling.
Yeah.
So go ahead.
Says one set of accounts suggests the story first surfaced in Germany in the 1930s.
Nothing bad has ever come out of Germany, so I'm going to assume it's right.
Especially during the 30s.
Name me two bad things that happened in Germany during the 30s and 40s.
The Holocaust and...
See, only one thing. There you go. I'm right. You're welcome.
Yeah, I can't think of a second.
You're welcome, Germans.
Kristallnacht.
What is that?
That is the night that they went through and destroyed, God, I can't remember, the Jewish community thing. Man, don't hold on. I'm going to look this shit up.
This cool story, Hazel.
This actually falls. That actually falls under the Holocaust and the war.
Only November 9th through 10th, 1938, in an incident known as Kristallnacht, Nazis in Germany torched synagogues, vandalized Jewish homes, schools, and businesses, and killed close to 100 Jews.
And actually, little known fact, they were listening to We Didn't Start the Fire.
Also known as Kristallnacht.
Oh.
Okay, reading on, in summary, the debate about beef flight was because their wings were rigid and they wouldn't get enough lift. So that was,
that was the debate.
It was the debate in the 30s, and then again, it resurfaced in 1996.
Debating whether or not they flew? How about you just look?
No.
Yes, they're flying.
And they were debating if bees were defying the laws of physics because they
were trying
to calculate the lift versus the volume and the weight and all that stuff.
What year was this?
There was multiples.
They thought that they were just like magical little creatures that had pixie dust?
They said that it was
Jesus.
It was accounted by power, that the sheer power of the bee allowed it to fly, even though aerodynamically it shouldn't have been able to.
Well, then what was the other side of the debate? Like, you know, yes, okay, it's the power. No, it's not. Like, what was their counter argument? I don't understand.
Well,
they have to have two sides of an argument.
Ma has a theory in the chat. He says it was the honey cost. A bunch of beekeepers started concentration camps.
God damn it!
Jesus Christ!
That's a reach.
That is
not as good as the other side of the debate, which is the master debate, bro. If you buy my Auto Blow 2000, this is Ryan Lochte.
Hey, Ryan Lochte here. When I'm not making waves in an Olympic pool, I'm making waves with my dick. With the Auto Blow 2. All right, Lochte, but can you read the script? You shouldn't be so just...
Dick Waves!
No, don't call it Dick Waves. It's not called Dick Waves, Lochte. It's
Dick Waves 2!
It's not. It's the Auto Blow.
Dick Waves also.
Dick Waves Auto Blow.
So I was like fucking this Auto Blow thing, and all of a sudden this guy put his gun to my head, and I'm like, I'm not getting down, bruh. I'm gonna come inside this fucking toy, bruh. That's the...
Ja.
Yeah. I'm so glad that he fucking dyed, bleached his hair and then he jumped into the green pool.
Would you guys like Ryan Lochte more if he sounded like Randy Marsh?
Yes.
Yes.
Nice.
Okay. Absolutely.
Just wanted to make sure.
I would like anyone more if they sounded like Randy Marsh.
That's fair.
Sharon.
Every time I showed Maria poop the other day and I actually screamed that to her. At first I was like, Marie! Then I was like, Sharon!
This is not the first time he's made me look at his poop.
It was impressive.
And nor will it be the last.
No. I wanted to show you another one. I actually pooped a 6 the other day. Like, it stayed, you know, like the number 6.
Oh, nice.
It was really cool.
Bravo. Also, it was like a promo for American Horror Story's upcoming season.
Oh, I cannot wait for this goddamn show. It's so good.
Nice plug.
They've never had a bad season. They're such a good show.
Ew.
Don't.
Everyone has their least favorite season because everyone is not scared of something.
Their least favorite season.
Wait, Royce, least favorite season, go.
Of what?
American Horror Story.
I guess it's the one when they got trapped on the island and then the professor had to make a radio out of a coconut.
All right, that's Gilligan's Island. Mark, least favorite season?
Coven.
Me too. Dutch, do you watch?
Never seen it.
Okay, I remember.
Okay, Dutch,
remember.
Watch all seasons
and then
tell us.
Okay, I remember.
Oh, no.
I remember. Which one? Seriously, mine is the one when the Harlem Globetrotters landed on the island.
That's Scooby-Doo.
And then Gilligan. No, and then Gilligan had to play
them. Oh, no, Gilligan's Island again.
Yeah. It also could have been Scooby-Doo. Man, the Harlem Globetrotters were in a lot of shit in the 70s. Jesus Christ.
They had to make money.
That's true, though. Think about it. There were cartoons, TV shows. That's
everywhere.
That's about it, I guess. That's all there was, though. There was no...
Yeah, I just didn't find Coven nearly as scary as any of the other ones.
What did people used to do on the toilet before cell phones? I forgot.
Actually just poop and then be done with it. No. In fact, before like the 1900s, probably toilets weren't indoor plumbing or air conditioned.
I,
so you got the fuck out of there as soon as you were done.
I remember the only reason, I think I read every single part of the Watchmen graphic novel on the toilet. Like, okay. Not in one sitting, obviously.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what they did before phones. I mean, I remember vividly, like every time you
magazines.
Went to the bathroom, someone had like a magazine rack or like a couple books or something.
Yeah. The thing is, my parents, like my dad has like, he's a hypochondriac, kind of like me, but worse. And he had like every kind of book by the toilet that was just like, are you dying of a heart attack? Are you? And after shitting, I'd be like, oh my God, I shouldn't be in this bathroom. Yeah, it was pretty weird. But now you have the internet for that. Also, have you noticed that because a lot of people were complaining about every time you Google symptoms, it says you have cancer?
Yeah.
Now when you Google like symptoms, what comes up on Google before WebMD is like not severe. Like it's actually more toned down. It doesn't scare people. You know, it's it was the other day.
Name something. I'm going to try this out. Name something. What should I search?
Put migraines.
Just Google migraines.
Just Google migraines.
Showing results for migraines.
I know what you're talking about because I was looking up. I think.
It's in the right panel, the knowledge graph.
Yeah, it's
Google
pretty
knowledge
cool.
graph.
It's
okay, neat. They have an about symptoms and treatments.
Yep.
Okay.
And how common it is, because I looked up sciatic nerve the other day, and it says frequency,
crap.
Very, very common.
The knowledge graph is developed.
Well, this basically what it does is it stops people from being scared. You know what I mean? Because back in the day, you used to search migraines. You used to search migraines, and you would go to WebMD, and WebMD is just cut and dry. It's like, if you have a migraine, you could just have a migraine, or you could have brain tumors. Right. And then before you know, you're like, oh my God, I have a brain tumor.
Ooh, that's really cool. They say how common it is. Mm-hmm. They say how many million of cases in the U.S. per year.
Yeah.
So it says migraines, 3 million U.S. cases per year.
I think it was only maybe 4 or 5 months ago when this started, maybe even less.
They break down ages affected.
Yeah.
That's cool. So really not in children.
No.
Yay, technology.
It's pretty neat.
This is cool.
Dude, think about it. Just in the
can all be doctors.
Just in the time, Dutch, that we've been on air, since we've been doing radio, shit has changed so fast. And what I mean is that shit is changing faster than ever before.
So it's exponential. Any kind of new...
Technological leaps are ridiculous now from how they used to be. You know,
even the power of 10 each time, so...
Yeah, it's insane. You know, like I
tell two friends and they tell two friends
and so on. Ancient Chinese secret, huh? But
this is Ryan Lochte. I know you guys are talking about my brains and my oats, but also talk about my dick with the auto blow too. Now in select sex stores. Thank you very much.
It's got as good of a plug range as Mark.
Make sure you get the one that has my gold medal attachment.
Oh God.
What?
Anyway,
it says, yeah, you're right. Shit has changed. You used to be good and then you changed to not good.
Okay. Well, that's not nice, Mitch. I don't know why he would say that. I think he was my friend.
He is your friend.
Last night.
He is your friend. He's giving you constructive criticism. He's saying, be good.
Be more gooder.
Is this another bee joke that I didn't catch?
Beads?
Ah, damn.
Beads.
Bees?
Bees.
God damn it.
We've done this joke way too many times.
It never gets old.
Don't care.
It never gets old. There's certain jokes.
No,
it's not that I don't care. It's how often are we talking about either bees or beads that it keeps coming up? I didn't notice how many times I mentioned bees until this joke came around.
Okay, let's see.
Apparently it's just commonplace discussions.
Beads.
Bees?
Beads.
Beads.
Job's not on board.
How hard can it be? Bzzz. We'll see who brings in more honey.
You make money from it.
I don't know, honey. Or just as gifts.
Who'd want a bee as a gift?
Well, but I kind of got my hands full with these babies.
He's got bees. Oh, bees!
Oh. What a great joke. God damn it.
Just fantastic. Is there like another Netflix season of Arrested Development?
They're making another one.
Coming back.
Works.
Yeah,
season
five. Yeah. Yes. I love having... Mark, I love that you do this show now. It's so much easier to get answers right away instead of 10
you
minutes
are
in
so
Wikipedia.
Helpful.
Thank you. The real thing on More Like Radio.
You were like the most helpful friend.
I did listen prior to Hippo Juice coming on, and I was slightly disappointed, only because you totally missed the funniest thing that we've ever talked about when it came to subject matter. Because we were talking about Eddie Murphy, where you're talking about, hey, you can do a bad grandpa revamp or anything else. How do you spell the word jizz?
G-I-Z-Z, or
J-I-Z-Z.
J-I-Z-Z. J-I-Z-Z, right?
Yeah.
And he was saying, okay, sure, fine. Like, who the hell spells it with a G? And then it just went off from there. So, anyway.
People spell it with a G?
I don't know. Soft J? Soft G?
I don't know. The reason...
I was trying to surmise, like, why would you not spell it that often in, you know, writing a cashier's check? He was making a joke about making a deposit, and it just went
and
off
the Utah, and the Utah Jizz would be a great porn parody name for the Utah Jazz.
That would
Featuring
be great.
Karl Malone.
Hi, I'm Karl Malone. I used to play for the Utah Jazz. Now I'm endorsing the Utah Jizz. Every athlete's just sex toys now. That would be great. We should do that.
Here's Ryan Lochte. Here's to sell the Utah Jizz Auto Pump 3000.
I'm Ryan Lochte. Turn around. Camera's the other way. Oh, hi. I'm Ryan Lochte.
Can we convert other professional sports teams into pornography references?
Well, I mean, if like the, I haven't
the,
thought of
the
it.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers?
Yes. We're that's constantly good. Fucking ourselves, so that's pretty apropos.
Oh, no, no. It's great that you traded up to get a kicker who's missed half of his field goals. No, no,
right.
You're doing
second
good.
Second round, man. That was a steal right there.
You guys are crushing
That Latino is awesome.
Even if you're not into football, that's a really good story. The Buccaneers traded up.
The Pittsburgh Feelers.
God damn it, Marie. The Philadelphia 69ers. 76ers.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the San Francisco
football,
49ers.
Yeah.
And so anyway. You could have also done San Francisco.
Or just the Philadelphia Sixers.
So that would have been easier. Should have done that. Yeah. So anyway. Yeah, the Buccaneers traded up with the second round to get a kicker from Florida State.
Roberto Aguayo, yeah.
Did not miss a kick his entire collegiate career,
no,
am I correct?
He did not.
Not one kick did he miss.
Not one fucking
as
kick.
As soon as the Buccaneers pick him up, first exhibition game, he misses an extra point.
I blame Mercer. I blame something.
I blame Ray Finkel.
He missed again.
My question is, did they think he wasn't going to be there, let's say, at round 7? Like, what other team was going to... I didn't get it.
We reached.
Nailed it really is bad. What you did. Is what you did was nail
not,
it.
You not only reached, but you had three people standing on top of each other's shoulders type of reach.
Yeah.
That was bad.
First off, the only way to get kickers is to go to Poland and get yourself another Janikowski.
God, he's from Florida State, too, so that's what we thought was going to work.
Yeah,
and
but
this is a Spanish kicker, too. I kick ball very hard, very far.
I hope
kick
it's
ball
good.
For Tampa Bay.
You have left hash mark, you have right hash mark. Doesn't matter.
I kick ball for you.
That's why you see kickers playing into their fucking almost 50s, because it's so hard to find a really good kicker. For real. Like, it is one of the most technical positions
Vanatieri
to play. Vanatieri
and Janikowski are the only ones that come to mind for me. And they're in their 50s.
Yeah. See, I can remember a few other ones, but mostly Dolphin. I remember Pete Stojanovic. Kicker for the Dolphins.
Stojanovic. We have terrible luck with anything that we touch. I mean, this is
because
just...
You have a terrible GM. That's what it
We're
is.
We're just terrible.
Well, you have a bad GM.
Say what you want, but at least our kicker, our fictional kicker, almost won a Super Bowl, Ray Finkel. So, take that, bro.
That's true.
By
the way, Ray Finkel was brave way before Caitlyn Jenner was.
Sure was.
Way before. And Ray Finkel made a great woman.
Finkel is Einhorn?
Einhorn is Finkel?
Einhorn is a man!
R.I.P. Jim Carrey. Well, his career, anyway.
Oh, man, what happened?
I don't know, man. That's a dude who should have been famous forever. But then he became crazy.
Why am I peeing like I was up all night having sex?
We talked about it on the show. When he made that self-indulgent website of his...
It was the best.
We were obsessed with that for like a month.
Yeah, dude, it was.
We would have like weekly updates.
It was weird. It was like entering.
And then he took it down, and we got sad.
Yeah. All right. I guess we can move into some stories, right?
Sure. Yeah.
Anything to not talk about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers' terrible kicking situation? Yes. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Ryan Lochte, and I'm just here to interrupt the sports break by saying, sometimes you gotta fuck things. Don't fuck a pool vacuum like I did and require 10 stitches. Fuck the auto blow. 2.
Or let the auto blow fuck you.
All right, Marie, why don't you read a story?
Okay, I'm going to read one that you didn't send me, but I found myself.
God damn it, this is going to suck.
Is it?
No, probably not.
The "we don't care" bathroom signs we have been waiting for are now here.
Oh, I've seen these. Yeah. I've seen a couple places that have them.
Yeah, have you?
Yeah, I think so.
Instead of having a man or a woman sign outside the restrooms, there's a sign now that's been invented that says,
I gotta go to the bathroom, Daddy. Not now, damn it.
I knew it was coming. Go ahead.
The sign just says, we don't care.
I agree. I've been saying this when this whole shit started. I don't care. It doesn't matter to me who is shitting next to me. I don't care if it's a woman, a man. I don't care. When I'm in the bathroom taking a dump, it doesn't bother me. So I don't get why anybody would care. Yes, I understand some guys are creeps. I fucking get it. But if everyone behaves themselves,
who the hell cares?
Thank you. That's exactly what I'm saying.
Is it we don't care who goes in the bathroom, or you know what? Fuck it. I don't give a shit about this sign. Just print something out, anything out. Just put it.
I like that.
Okay, it's fine. The half a woman, half a man. Let's go. We got to go do a thing. It's 5 o'clock. It's happy hour.
Yeah. They might as well just have put a big old question mark on there.
Canadian's largest national. Thank you, Charlie. Go ahead.
Yeah, this article is featuring Canada for promoting it.
Ah, boo.
I know, right?
Boo, Canada, boo.
Canada's largest national fair is taking a stand against gender-segregated bathrooms by featuring new gender-inclusive bathroom signs.
Good.
As well as the usual rides, food, shopping, and exciting guests this year, the Canadian National Exhibition, which is super exciting and everyone pays attention to it.
Wait, what's it called?
The CNE, the Canadian National Exhibition.
Don't abbreviate it like it's a common thing that we should know.
The CNE.
What are they exhibiting?
Maple syrup and hockey players. They're two exports.
I just said.
And moose.
I just said.
Moosin.
Usually they exhibit rides, food, shopping.
Yo, man, I saw your Canada look pretty lame, so I threw some TVs on it, dog. I pimped your country. I can't do a good exhibit. John is a good exhibit.
Yeah. They're now also exhibiting a strong message to attendees saying, we don't care bathrooms.
Yo, when you brought your country and it was filled with a bunch of French Canadians, I replaced them with bikini women.
Thanks. It's actually better.
Seriously. Thank you, exhibit.
That's the most
pimp my house.
It's the most helpful thing you've done. Stop giving me TVs.
I have to take care of 3 dozen fish in the aquarium of my car.
What a great
right?
show.
So if the car's off, the bubbler won't run. So
yeah. So what do I do with that? The fish die then, right? Or the fish? Do I have to take the fish out every night?
Do I have to take the fish home with me?
I don't. Look, I just wanted you to fix my Chrysler. I didn't need 3 flat screen TVs. One is on the steering wheel. How would I use that?
A battery will be able to last through like a 3-minute drive without draining from all that.
Guests, change your name in the chat. I love it though, because it says in the we don't care bathroom sign, the photo has a thigh gap. Unrealistic body.
You can't win. You can't win, guys.
Thank you That's for summarizing awesome. 2016.
That's a good point. That is a summary 2016. Go ahead.
You win one way, you lose another.
All right, what happened at the CNE?
The ADA compliant bathroom signs designed by Kansas City artist Peregrine, that's a normal name.
Peregrine Hongning.
Peregrine.
Spells first name.
Peregrine.
Peregrine.
Hong.
Honig.
Homosexual.
Okay, you got it.
Wait.
Have received a great deal of praise during the week-long affair, according to general manager of the CNE, Virginia Love.
You're abbreviating it now.
Well, because it says it's abbreviated.
Uh-huh.
While looking for that was reflective of CNE's new restroom, Luddy discovered Honig's signs online, which feature the words, we don't care, written under half male, half female figures. Whoa, African-Americans. We thought it said exactly what we wanted to say. It doesn't matter if you're a man or a woman, you could use the washroom.
Excuse you, bathroom. No, I don't wash myself.
I don't like when they call
bathroom. Bath in there.
I hate when they call them washrooms.
Dude, all of them are. You're not resting in there. You're not washing in there. You're not taking a bath in there. Whatever. It's all the same.
I guess it's a good point.
I call it the shitter.
I guess it's a really fucking good point.
Well, you go in Europe, they just call it the toilet. Or water closet, depending on where you go.
The toilet makes way more sense.
Yeah, but
where is the nearest toilet?
But in Australia, they call it a zingle hopper, I believe.
Oh, that's weird.
Pretty sure.
All right, this story is done, but Canada isn't, because guess what?
Wait, we're doing 2 for fucking Wednesday Canada's?
Yes. Yes, we are.
What are we doing? We're going nuts.
Because the U.S. is done, so maybe Canada has hope.
I'm from Canada. They think I'm slow, eh?
Canada's Mounties allow Muslim women to wear their stupid head garbs as part of their uniform.
Okay.
Wait, first of all, Mounties are still a thing. A.
Yes.
B, they allow women in there?
Yes. And now they get to wear their hijabs as part of the uniform.
Oh.
Okay.
Isn't that nice?
With the hat? On top of the hat?
Yep.
Wait, both?
Yep. And someone's echoing. Wait.
We'll figure it out.
All right, Mark, I'm going to call you back. It was Mark.
Okay. What were you saying?
Yes. Canada's National Police Force became the latest law enforcement agency to allow its female officers to wear the hijab. The commissioner of the Royal Canadian Mounted Police Force, the RCMP.
Oh, what a fetching beauty she is. Look at the picture here.
Wow. She looks like she looks like she should be running C Corp after L. Ron Hubbard died.
No, seriously, she looks physically warm with all that around her head.
She's very sweaty.
Yeah, but in Canada, once you're outside, you're going to want that.
All right, so go ahead.
Yeah, Canada recently improved the addition to the uniform for Muslim women.
Dutch, you're right. Seth Rogen should be directing her fingers.
It sees the force follow in the footsteps of Toronto and Edmonton, as well as forces in Sweden.
Whoa, Edward Menton. You don't know him personally.
No, Edmonton, Canada.
I don't believe that's right.
It's a place.
Doesn't sound right to me. Sounds made up.
It does.
Go ahead.
As well as Sweden, Norway, and some U.S. states and London Metropolitan Police are all allowing the headgear now. The new move aims to better reflect Canada's diversity, which is super white, and encourage more Muslim women to consider a career as a Mountie, because that's what they needed.
Well, good. I mean, who gives a shit?
I don't give a shit.
That stuff doesn't... good. I mean, that doesn't fucking bother me. Let them fuck... If Muslim women want to become Mounties, good for fucking them.
Muslim Mounties? Yeah,
good for you.
Now,
we're ripping on Canada and everything,
Good for you!
Thank you.
Thank you, Christian Bale.
Thank you, Christian Bale.
But honestly, if you had a choice between Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton or Gary Johnson or Justin Trudeau, I'd probably pick Trudeau.
Trudeau's good. The only problem with Trudeau is he's a little... too young, but yeah, I mean, out of all of them, he's not bad. I agree, he ain't bad. But
he also smokes weed, which is great for me. So
that's also true.
Who's Trudeau?
The
Prime Minister of Canada.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. I really couldn't give a shit less about that country.
I know Dutch hates Canada, always has.
Every time I've gone there, they're just pretentious.
Now
it was just the French Canadians I was around, but they're dicks.
Oh yeah, that's the bad side. Yeah.
But what you said, what's happening in France is the opposite.
Okay.
Armed police order Muslim women to remove her burkini.
Yeah, they are not playing fucker.
Unpacked nice.
What the fuck is a burkini?
Muslim women have special bikinis that, like, with the female, the Muslim volleyball player was wearing.
I'm Googling it right now.
What the Muslim volleyball player was wearing, which is the full head to toe, like an Under Armour thing, basically, that covers him from head to toe.
I like that they call it a kini as if it was revealing.
Armed police order Muslim women to remove her bikini on...
She could be hot.
Pack Nice Beach as mother of 34 wearing her Islamic headscarf is threatened with pepper spray and fined. The French ban on the bikini is threatening to turn into a farce as police officers armed with pepper spray and batons march onto the beach today and ordered a woman to strip off.
That sounds like a made-up story,
to be honest. No, but there's video.
Oh, is there really?
You want to see it? Yeah, oh, sure. Pictures. Here's all the pictures of it happening. Here you go. Are you looking at the screen?
Okay.
There they are. They're talking to her. There's the cops. Now she look at her. They're making her take her clothes. See her taking her clothes off. They made her take all of it off.
Yeah, take it off.
Take it off.
All of it off.
Here's the video.
You take off that burkini.
Here's the video. The stupid person's head is in the way.
Get out of the way, you stupid head. Thank you.
So anyway, cut off. But the police are standing there, and no, that is a rule. They passed it. You can't wear that. So it's not not fake. It's real.
Dude, when you have 150 people gunned down in one incident and 90 people run over in another, all in the name of ISIS, they're not playing fuck around anymore.
Listen, don't get me wrong. I understand. I know that I'm the first one to criticize the Muslim religion, but I don't think what they wear on the beach is the problem. Do you know what I mean? Like,
Yeah.
How would
not.
That be
yeah,
dangerous?
It's misguided, definitely.
That's my point. Look, don't get me wrong. I understand. I don't like organized religion, fucking period. But specifically, out of all of them, man, listen, I know absolutely Christians have done some fucked up shit. Jews have done some fucked up shit. But the problem is, they've had, at some point, in my opinion, an age of enlightenment where they realize, you know what? We got to not do this shit no more. Don't get me wrong. They're still crazies. But, dude.
Maybe, here's the thing, though. A beach is considered a soft target. Maybe they made her take it off just to check to see if she wasn't, you know, didn't have anything on her.
I understand. But the same way that you could be on a beach with a cooler and it could be a bomb. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, or that kid holding an inner tube, there could be a bump. So, I mean, I get it, but this doesn't seem to be the issue.
Did you see the most recent one? I forget where it was, but there was a suicide bomber. The
oh,
kid was
I know. I know, dude. It's fucking...
They don't care, man.
Again, I do think there is a substantial difference to Muslims in the United States as there is to what's happening now in Europe. You know what I mean?
Oh, no. Well, I forget who it was that was talking about it. Like, one of the most right-wing guys you're ever going to hear. But he was basically, you know, the way you differentiate is the Muslims that have gone into the 21st centuries are the ones that are holding on to a fourth century belief.
Right.
That's the difference. Are you in this day and age or are you not? It's not about the religion. It's about what part of that Bible or Quran that you believe and take. Because, I mean, dude, if Christians, because I don't think there's any of them that just, like, you know, read the Old Testament and go, oh, okay, you're right, we need to kill Philistines. You know what I mean? Like, that was something from the fourth, you know, whatever, the early centuries.
Philistines.
That's my point, is that, like, every other religion, except for a certain sect of Islam, has evolved. And it's those ones that have that mindset and are taking that first century thought process and belief. Those are the problems. It's not all the religion that's doing it. We all know that. I hate the fact that we always have to qualify every time we say
no,
that.
No, I know. We do. Listen, look. I mean, here's
even in the fucking chat rooms, it's like, yeah, you can't blame all Muslims. We're not. We're blaming the ones that take their teaching literally.
I would like to think this.
That there's a good chunk of them that do that. A lot of them do this.
I would like to think this. Even everybody on the show, regardless of who... what everyone's political beliefs on the show, I like to believe that for the most part, all of us believe, let people do whatever the fuck they want as long as they're not hurting anybody else.
Correct.
Right? I mean, that's
hashtag you do you.
That is exactly. That is a simple philosophy to me. I don't give a shit if these women want to wear fucking head to toe anything at the beach. That doesn't bother me. What bothers me is when one of them detonates a bomb and kills somebody. You know what I mean? Like,
I think that's what was going on that beach. Like, yeah. They are in such high alert.
I know.
Like,
listen,
like I said earlier, like a soft target, like a beach. So they're like, they see a woman and, you know, dude, the Islamic State has no problem sending children and women to be doing that stuff. So they went over and they said, hey, look, we're going to be profiling you for a second, but we got to make you take that off just to check to make sure you're not wearing anything.
And here's
they've talked about that on several occasions on NPR where, you know, they're almost going to, you know, the extremist actions that ISIS and ISIL have unfortunately done all across Europe, especially in France. Like now the police and the government are taking it to an extreme in order to make sure that things are being protected, but you can't protect from that sort of thing. So
that, right. Yeah, that's the thing is like what's happening in France is akin to what happened to us after 9/11 with the Patriot Act. Everybody was scared and we did something. We allowed something stupid to happen. That's what it is. Because fear
can
is the
blame them. Though.
No, I don't listen. I'm not blaming them in any way, shape or form. Am I blaming
France
them?
Is the Ryan Lochte of all the countries.
Yeah, I'm not exactly. I'm not blaming them at all.
Come here. This is my dick pump.
This is a certain. I don't know what, bro.
I have no issues. Look, I know why they did it. Do I think it'll help? No, I don't think that's the issue. You know what I mean? Does that make sense?
I forget where I was reading yesterday, and it was the right word that it was the guy from, I don't know if you guys have been seeing, but Turkey has been basically just starting assaulting ISIS held cities or all along their border.
Yeah.
And the president was just like, we need to cleanse this. I was like, that's a good word for it. Cleanse it. Just fucking exterminate it. Because if you kill enough, they'd be like, this isn't a, maybe we shouldn't. go with these guys, because the second you get a foothold and you start actually spreading that stuff, it, you know, jacks everyone up. When enough of them die, you start killing that mindset as well. That's what I think.
Here's again, like we said, the whole let everyone do what they want as long as they don't hurt anybody else. And here's the reason why, out of all religions, Islam is the one I have the biggest problem with. People, well, you pick on it. Well, here's why. 50% of their population, being their women, cannot do what they want to do. And
they're very suppressive. That's the thing. It's like liberals are always about women's rights. Why are you protecting Islam?
Well, here's
they have the worst women's rights.
I'll explain why. It's all political. But in reality, the problem is with that is that if those women should be able to wear that at the beach if they want to. But then again, they shouldn't have to be in a religion that tells them you have to wear this. It's not like you could live in fucking Pakistan, certain parts of it, of course. There's parts that are more progressive now, but there's not like you could live in fucking certain parts of Pakistan or Saudi Arabia, and you have to be, if you're a woman, you have to be Islamic. You cannot choose a different religion. You have to wear what they say. And here's what bothers me. Yes. Here's what bothers me.
I'm sorry to go with what you were saying real quick before you go to your next point. Have you seen that video of these are police officers? I think it was in either Sudan or maybe it was Saudi Arabia. Like, these are government officials that a woman wore pants and someone caught her and they brought her to the center of town square and they had old school whips and they hit her 100 times. It's brutal, dude.
Here's the thing. Maul says, guys, let me make something clear. I have no problem with ragging on Islam. It's a stupid belief. All I'm saying is you have to be careful not to blame all Muslims because we don't.
I'm sick of qualifying it, Maul. Stop.
No, it's not even we're blaming all Muslims.
We said it already.
First off, talking about Islam is not a race. They're not a race. It's a religion. I am talking about the religion. The same way I talk about, I've gone on rants on the Westboro Baptist Church, the Savior of God. It's when they're doing, here's the problem. There is extremists, right? They say, well, there's extremists, blah, blah, blah. But the problem is when they surveyed Saudi Arabia, 80% of the population there says, and men say, that women should not allow to be to drive.
And gays should be killed.
Yeah, those are not.
This isn't.
That's not extremist. That's not extremist.
That's not okay. Because we're talking about Westboro Baptist. That's like, you know, a 0.00% of the Christian faith feel that way. We're talking Islam. I'm going to say at the very least 50% think that women should not have rights. And gay men should be killed.
Go ahead, Mark.
Let me play devil's advocate here, because we're talking about all of this because it is unfortunately the story of the day, and it's impacting everyone, and there's no escape out of it. But it just depends on what tenets from whatever religion that you want to either talk about, or you want to browbeat, or you want to, you know, criticize and that sort of thing. I mean, if we go back, if we had a time machine, and we wouldn't use the time machine for this, by the way.
No, not at all.
Terrible waste of time. But if you want to go back, you know, 300-400 years or even further beyond that, then women were no different with Christianity than today with Islam.
I agree.
I'm sure that, like Royce is talking about, that, you know, you take care of each other.
Yeah.
Don't be a dick, et cetera, et cetera. But it's, do you see what I'm getting at?
I get that. Though,
remember at the start of this, we were talking about the fact that Christianity has finally gotten with the times. Yes. Like you said, time machine. 300 years ago, all the religions were doing the same kind of, you know, suppression nonsense. Every other religion except for Islam has gotten with the times.
You know what?
That's the whole point I'm trying to make.
There's a good chunk of
Muslims that are with the times, but there's a vast majority that aren't, and that's the problem.
But to be fair, the Catholics had to be dragged kicking and screaming into the 21st century.
Well, I'm not
they're still doing it, though, too. I mean, we were talking about how Christianity's gotten to this point and we're all fine now. They've gotten more progressive, blah, blah, blah. But there's still kid fucking going on.
Oh,
and
absolutely.
There's still mega churches that are, you know, like siphoning off of the poor and the ignorant because they're going to get a private jet. And instead of, you know, helping out your fellow man like you should be. Yeah.
Look, no. Here's the thing is that we all can agree that all religions retarded. The only difference with what you're talking about, Mark, is that I haven't seen a Jew or a Christian shoot up a nightclub or blow up a building or kill a whole lot of innocent people in my lifetime. But
that's not true.
I've seen one religion that has done it a lot more than any other one.
That's not true, because in recent history, in our lifetime, even since we've been doing the show, we've heard of crazy Christians bombing abortion clinics and killing and shooting them up. So that's be fair.
If I had to pick one religion that does atrocities a lot more than the other ones, which one do you think is
actually the to be list? Fair, dude, out of the big three, Jews have not caused a problem in the longest time.
Everybody hates them for some reason.
Yeah, I don't get it, but think about it. I have never seen, at least in America, you never see a Jew suicide bombing something.
There, you got to stop saying that word, dude.
God damn it. Hebrew.
There you go.
Go ahead. Marie?
Was it my turn now?
Yes, it's your turn now. Don't the sarcastic comment. Talk.
Here is why we all have an issue with the Muslim religion as opposed to the other religions. The Muslim religion is not paying attention to social media the way that the other ones are. So, yes, all religions at one point or another degraded women and told women that they weren't as good as men and that gays didn't have any rights and that this was bad and that that was bad and that whatever was bad. Then the internet happened and everyone started being able to listen to other people from different towns instead of the one person in the one town that speaks the loudest.
That's a good
point. And then they were like, oh, you actually agree with me? I'm not the only one that thinks this way.
I don't have to think this way anymore.
Let's just fucking figure this out. The Muslim religion is the only one that's been holding true. Like, nope, we're going to stick to these really old rules despite what everyone else is saying.
Basically,
at least in the Catholic Church, if they want a kid touch, they know to keep that shit private.
Here's the difference. This is what I will say. First off, Marie, basically, Islam is still the town in Footloose. That's what they are.
Precisely.
They don't like dancing. Yes.
They're refusing to recognize.
Maybe I figured it out.
What?
The movie Footloose is an allegory for Islam, because the town is Islam and they don't like, what's the lead character's name? Kevin Bacon.
That's Jewish.
Bacon.
That's Jewish.
Shit. Muslims don't eat bacon either.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm positive. Mm.
All right. No, they don't.
Crushed it. Knocked it out of the park. Look, my point is, I don't want to browbeat one, but my point is this. This is what bothers me. When Marie and I are walking down in Disney or any place, and you see it's a fucking 100 degrees in Florida, and you see an Arabic guy here on vacation wearing shorts and sandals uncomfortable.
With his male children that are also comfortable.
But then the wife is dressed in 100 degree weather.
Head to toe.
And Marie and I always
walk 10 yards
black
behind
guard.
And she's walking behind him.
That's not right. No matter what the religion is, just anybody who does that, that's bullshit.
Why would they make that one person do that?
That's what bothers me. I'll tell Marie, is like, do you think if that woman had a choice, she would be dressed like that?
Hell no.
Look, say what
And it's not like that they're even dressing in normal attire. It's that the men are like in Armani and like designer
clothes. Yeah, that's very good point. They are.
They're in expensive shit.
And that's what bugs me. What bugs me is that I'm fine with every believe whatever you want, do whatever you want, but don't, you have to not hurt other people.
And you are right about how most of the Jewish faith participants haven't really been riling up anyone, and they've been the ones getting beat up for the most part. But they're the ones that are like, they're refusing to fight back. They're just like, yeah, you can beat up on me all you want, but I'm not going to fight back.
Before I get a bunch of emails and Facebook messages too, I'm not talking about the Gaza Strip and militant Israelis, by the way. I know, but I want to, because some people, there's a difference.
Yeah,
I'm talking about
difference.
Orthodox Jews in the, we're talking about
they keep to
Orthodox
themselves.
Jews in the United States.
They totally keep to
they
themselves.
Don't, yeah, that's what I'm talking. I'm talking about the ones that look they're like the, modest Yahoo.
They're the epitome of you do you. Like, yeah. I'm going to do this over here. You guys do your thing. We're cool.
So that's what bugs me more than anything. And look, everybody that knows me knows I've beat down every fucking religion. Every time we have a story.
That's the point that a lot of people, especially Molly, isn't catching. We think all religions are stupid.
Yeah.
The one that's affecting us right now as far as the world goes is Islam. And I'm sorry. I'm not trying to like just be like that right-wing crazy guy. I'm just stating it like I see it. That religion, they're killing people in the name of their religion. All religions are stupid. You could point out every other, you know, these people did that and these people did this. I'm talking about right now. What is affecting us directly is the religion of Islam. All religions are stupid and should be done away with, but this one is actually killing people.
Yeah, and that and that's
just how it's happening.
And I will agree. There's a lot of hypocrisy in this. There's a sect of people that talk about freedom. You know, women need to have rights, pro-choice, this and that. And I agree with all of that. But then at the same time, defend Islam. It's like, no, you can't, because if you go to their country, you have to wear a head garb if you're a woman, whether you're Islamist or not.
I wish we could get to a point where people agreed on policies and not be pandering to certain groups of people. Like,
that'll happen when we get invaded by aliens, and then we won't have to worry about all this shit because we'll have to get together as one.
Like, either be pro-gay rights or anti-gay rights. Don't be pro-gay rights for some people and then by anti-gay rights for other people. Be pro-women's rights or not pro-women's rights. Don't be one for one thing and another for another. Like, stop it. Yeah, stop how you talk to people.
Or when it's going to serve your purpose instead of the purpose that you're trying to protect.
It's very simple, man. The policy should always be just fucking be cool. Just be cool. That's it. If you're cool, everything's fine. There's no need for all this shit. And I know it sounds stupid. And I know that's the problem, man. These ideologies have been so set in stone literally written in stone, some of them, for so long that it's almost impossible to detrain people like that. Look, man, like you said before, Mark, it took Christianity hundreds of years to get enlightened.
Sure, for people fighting back and people standing up for what they believed in.
Exactly.
And for people just, you know, they're just taking a stand. And that's probably what will have to happen in regards to, you know, the current situation involving ISIL and everything else. I mean, all I know is that solving violence with more violence, that's not going to work.
Oh, look, I agree. Listen, I also believe that when our fucking country, is drone striking, well, Dutch, hold on. When our country is drone striking hospitals by mistake, we're creating more terrorists, dude.
Well,
that's realistic.
Yeah, but I mean, dude, like I said earlier, the whole word cleanse. The amount of people that think this way, and that is a good deterrent.
You sounded exactly like Hitler if you replaced Islam with Jewish. You just sound just like Hitler.
No, the greatest.
No,
the
I don't sound like Hitler. I'm just talking about a systematic cleansing of a race.
ISIS needs to be cleansed from this earth.
Oh, ISIS, yes.
So? I'm talking about.
Oh, yes, I agree with ISIS.
ISIS. I'm not talking about religion.
Have we even had a successful war since Vietnam, though?
Vietnam wasn't successful either.
That's what I mean. Yeah. Like, Vietnam was the start of every time that we say, let's declare war on something, it's been never ending.
Not true.
You can't.
The war on drugs, we won that, right, folks?
Yeah. Pharmaceutical companies sure did. That they're walking away with a mint in their pocket. So by Dutch's rationale, as far as cleansing, as far as that being a genuine solution to eradicating the problem that we currently have in regards to ISIS and ISIL.
We're going to sign up if they know they're going to die.
You don't think that people that are not pure of heart and don't have genuine concern in order to address the problem that you and I are talking about, they won't take advantage of that and they won't, you know, start ethnic cleansing just because it serves their own purpose. And
absolutely.
They want
that's the problem.
This house and
absolutely.
It's a slippery slope. That's the problem.
I know what you're saying, but these guys have been shooting up nightclubs.
You're right.
Running into crowds of people.
You're right.
And all this shit, all in the name of what they believe is right.
Killing in the name of.
They think that's the biggest problem. They think that what they're doing is the right thing. And you can't unteach that. That is in their head. And, you know, like, dude, whenever you and I get in arguments about certain things and both of us are steadfast in our views, we're just yelling at that point. Like, we're never going to change each other's mind. We're just saying our point louder. The difference is their point is killing people. That's how they yell the loudest. You can't unteach that. So this whole thing of, oh, we got to show them love. We got to show them this.
Well, Dutch, here's the problem with that, though.
It's like pedophilia, dude. You have to just exterminate that thing.
But here's the difference.
Dutch. Sick in the head that you're never going to change them.
Dutch, but here's the difference. With pedophiles, yes, you go out and exterminate them. You could find them. But the difference is pedophiles aren't hiding themselves with using children as shields in weddings. The problem is to get them, you have to kill a bunch of people that had no fault in it. And that's the problem is, yeah, I know maybe that's what we need, but there's no way to do it without causing.
It's a fucked up thing.
Disagreeing
with that.
You know, so and again, remember.
Sit around and wait for them to do something? I don't know what to do, man. I really have no answer to it. But, oh, no, Molly has actually a good point. She says, I agree. ISIS should be wiped out, but we need our Muslim allies to defeat them. I think that's where it's going to, it has to happen from within.
That I agree with.
Somebody from, like, some of the higher ups in the Muslim faith going, this isn't what we are. This isn't right.
I agree.
None of them are coming up and saying it.
That's a thing that I think we had a bunch of different opinions. I think we could all agree on that. It's going to take an uprising from their own people to go, this is bullshit. People. We're not going to fucking deal with this anymore. You know, we're done with it. You're making us all look bad.
All of us look bad. Yeah.
Yeah. And you're
running the party, bro.
I agree. I agree 100%. That is something that has to be done. Because, dude, no matter what you try to do, look, of course, it's impossible. And you know, that's the way the planet is. There's always been war. There always will be war because humans are fucking flawed. And that's how it is. Now, that being said, the reason this time it's so different and been so difficult, before we were at war with countries. And yeah, okay, Japan is our enemy. Drop bombs on Japan. War over. But you're fighting an ideology, and that's the issue. Yeah. And it's not just one country. And the problem is, again, you don't want to fucking accidentally bomb a fucking wedding. And then what you do is you make more terrorists. So my point is that, don't get me wrong, I also don't think you could go, come on, guys, stop. You'll get killed, too. My point is that people are shitty. That's why what we need to do is play video games, do drugs, drink, and have fun while we can.
Listen to podcasts on Wednesday night.
That's all you could do.
And yes, I will agree with Maul right now where she says, do you think if they spoke out that all the other people would actually give a fuck? No, they wouldn't.
No, of course not.
They're not going to.
Of course they
They're
wouldn't.
They're not going to give a fuck.
But it would stifle the what you were saying, when the fighting occurs, it would stifle more of them from converting over to that ideology when the majority of the higher-ups are saying, no, this isn't good. Mm-hmm. So what you do, it's like a combination of both what we're talking about. You have them preventing the more new recruits, and then you kill the ones who are already.
It's like a pyramid scheme of genocide.
I say the way to win ISIS is to give women fucking rights. You start having women walking
around. Susie B. Anthony.
No. You don't understand. Like, you give a couple of women a really hot dress and protection enough to not get killed or stoned for wearing it, and so then all the other women are like,
and then they go in the Times Square and dildo themselves,
right? And then all the other women are like, well, fuck you, men, for making me wear this. And then they start, like, the women revolt against the men.
They're pussies, and
everybody. And then, by the way, they refuse the sex.
If we're gonna be fair, there is some women, man, that have. Because, you know, we talk about this country and, you know, there's a lot of people complaining about dumb things and getting outraged about dumb things and protesting dumb things. Man, there's some women, you have to give them credit, read the article today. Muslim women going topless, going, fuck you, God. You know how dangerous that is?
That's what I'm saying.
That takes balls.
We need more.
And they do that.
We need more of them. Mm-hmm. The women need to go against the men, refuse sex, say, I'm fucking mad at you until you let me drive a fucking car.
They'll rape them then. And they'd be allowed to, and they wouldn't get in trouble.
I understand that they'd be allowed to. We got to figure out a way to feel like the women are going to be protected, like the women can protect themselves.
Girl power.
And then,
we need a Spice Girls revelation over
right?
there.
Right?
Let me just interject something that's kind of related to this, but sure. It's not, but it is. Colombia's government and the largest rebel group in the country, FARC, the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, have reached a deal just today to end more than 50 years of conflict. So it can happen as long as people are willing to sit down and negotiate and be reasonable with each other when it comes to, you know, just worship whatever you want. Just be cool about it. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah, I worship. I basically, the only thing I worship is pizza because that's fucking delicious.
It's amazing. Yeah.
Really. And Tarantino and Coen Brother films. For me, those are my idols. But look, we also remember, Dutch, we talked about it a few months back. Mitch, you know, he was over there and he was telling a story. So reading an article that child rape there is so common in the Muslim world. And there were rebels that were on the American side that they would be fucking kids. Soldiers would hear it and they would be told by their commanders, do not report it. That fucks you up when the people that are helping you are doing terrible things. That's my problem. You know, it's like, I know this shit is fucked up. I'm also a big believer of fucking take our military out of the fucking world. We don't need to be fucking everywhere.
Oh, no. Yeah.
You know, I hate that. I think we have way. No wonder the fucking planet hates us so much. We're fucking everywhere.
Well, here's the thing is that, like, dude, take us out of it. It seems like you got France picking up the torch now. So is Turkey. So is Germany. Everybody else is starting to get
Germany.
They're starting to feel what we felt back in 2001.
There's like, some parts of Germany where it's, I mean, I was reading about it. It's pretty rough. Like some of the rapes have gone up like crazy there because of some of the refugee situation. It's just a fact. I mean, it's what's happened. And, you know, there's a lot of citizens that are having the same issue. They're like, what the fuck is happening? You know,
what do we do?
Yeah, I know. And now that fucking England's gone from that whole fucking thing, like, hey, fuck you guys.
They got out at the right time. They're just like, yeah, we're going to go over here now.
They pulled the Scarface from fucking half baked.
Yeah.
Fuck you, fuck you.
They quit the EU just
yeah, they
in
said,
time.
fuck you, pointed at Germany, said, you're cool, fuck you, I'm out.
Danke.
We're out of here, bro.
Actually, they probably pointed at the Netherlands.
Now, I want everyone to remember that this our political views today have been brought to you by Ryan Lochte and the Auto Blow 2. That's
Check
right.
Check off with me, bros.
Long day at the pool? What do you want? A blowjob, but don't want human contact because talking is hard? Ryan Lochte says, Auto Blow 2, put it on your penis and get the gold.
Warlock Radio!
Hey, listeners. Yes, that means you. Missed your favorite Warlock Radio shows live? No problem. Just go to warlockradio.com/downloads. That's warlockradio.com/downloads. Warlock Radio's RSS feed works with your iThings, Zooms, Androids, Windows Phone, and anything else that can subscribe to an RSS feed. If you're so awesome that you only get your podcasts from iTunes, you can subscribe to our feed in iTunes by clicking the Subscribe to iTunes link right on the Downloads page. So what are you waiting for? Download More Like Radio podcasts and subscribe to our feed now. Yes, right now. Do it. Are you too broke to go to the movies, yet want to go anyway? No problem. Just go to www.dealflix.com and use the promo code MLR to get 10% off your ticket purchase. Some movie theaters charge between $11 and $18 per ticket. Don't be stupid and pay that much. Just go to dealflix.com using the promo code MLR and you'll get 10% off your ticket purchase. Again, that's dealflix.com, promo code MLR.
MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio.
By the way,
the Nerd Hour.
Bless Sonny Show.
Masters of None.
360 on 420.
Welcome to the Cut Prep Film Podcast.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
OSW Review.
My time now.
It's time for Dutch and Royce. Yeah! Get ready for Hippo Juice.
The Elvis and Albert Show.
Cousin Joe Show.
It's High Society Radio.
You're listening to Atomicast.
Warlike Radio!
Warlike Radio listeners, do you consider yourself a movie fan? Interested in finding out the latest entertainment news via the big screen and small? Well, have your faith shaken no more. With the help of Chris Wetton and Mark Mixon, listen to our epic podcast, The Real Thing, Wednesday nights from 6 to 7 p.m., exclusively on morelikeradio.com.
Doc?
Yeah?
I was sitting at home Mondays and Wednesday. Hey, Doc. I was sitting at home Mondays and Wednesdays at 3 p.m., and I decided, instead of blowing my fucking brains out, I'm going to cut on all More Like Radio and see what's the haps.
Doc, you know what is the haps?
I don't know. What is?
Papa's Basement. It's a show all about basements and refurnishing and how to fucking build a new basement in your house that don't even have a basement yet.
I heard a rumor that they're like Stern and Opie and Anthony was before the FCC got a hold of them.
Maybe that's true, but I don't know how dirty you could be about basements. Why does Strong Bad show up? I don't know.
I like a living in a basement.
Oh, and this cat. This show might be canceled.
Hey, everyone. It's Joe from the Cousin Joe Show, along with
Dan from the Cousin Joe Show.
What a coincidence. We are talking about our documentary. What's it called, Dan?
It's called No Station Required.
Now, this is the new promo, because the old one...
The old promo.
It has a link that leads to nowhere.
Nowhere.
So we're making a new one.
It is the link to nowhere.
Okay.
What?
Huh? We're going to...
Edit this?
Yes. If you go to nostationrequired.com or cousinjoshow.com, you can click on... Stop that.
Oh.
You can click on the PayPal to donate to the film, because I'm still in $7,000-$8,000 credit card debt for the cameras and all the other equipment that I have. So that'd be cool if you could do that. NoStationRequired.com. And also, what's the other thing, Dan? Oh, our show.
Our show.
Those. When's that?
The Cousin Joe. Why are we not 7 to 10?
Yes.
On Thursday nights?
Eastern.
Eastern. Yeah.
On where?
On More Like Radio.
Dot fucking com.
Fuck that com.
Do you like frozen burritos? I mean, really like frozen burritos? Huh, ladies? And are you tired of runny, bullshit, fucking horse cock, shitty, pussy cum, shit fuck, runny fillings in your burritos? Then you gotta try Tina's Frozen Burritos. Tina's Frozen Burritos. We're not runny bullshit. We taste kind of good. Tina's Frozen Burritos. It tastes kind of good.
Tina's Frozen Burritos. Go and get them at your local store. You won't regret it. You can work it out with Rorschach and Doc. Fuck all of you, motherfucker.
Oh, hello there. I didn't see you come in. This is Mitch, producer of Dutch and Royce. I just wanted to take a quick moment to remind you why we are better than you.
I took the turkey baster and put it in the glass and sucked up as much pee as I could. I took the turkey baster, after lubricating it in my asshole, and put it up as far as I could in my asshole, and I was repeatedly thrusting it in and out while jacking off and screaming out a boy's name and moaning to make it feel like it was real.
I can't believe.
I then imagined
Sean, did
my
you write
head,
this?
I then imagined in my head him screaming, "I'm coming." And I squeezed the turkey baster ball, shooting all my pee into my hand. I kept taking the turkey baster out and filling it with more pee and shooting it deep into my asshole, making it feel like it was a huge cum.
Listen to Dutch and Royce live Tuesdays from 10 to midnight, only on morelikeradio.com.
Morelikeradio.com. Because mean people need to laugh too.
Come on, Wade. It can't be that bad.
Oh, bullshit. I'm a monster inside and out. I belong in a fucking circus.
Wade, Vanessa loves you. She doesn't care what you love. Oh.
Do you like what you see?
No. You look like an avocado. Had sex with an older, more disgusting avocado.
Yeah.
Not gently, like it was hate fucking. There was something wrong with the relationship, and that was the only catharsis that they could find without violence.
And the only guy who can fix this fugly mug is the British shitstick who ran the mutant factory, and he's gone. Poof.
Yeah, well, you gotta do something to remedy this, because as of now, you only have one course of action.
Damn straight. Find
Star
Francis.
Star in horror films.
What?
Star in your own horror films. Because you look like Freddy Krueger face fucking topographical map of Utah. I am sorry, you are haunting. Your face is the stuff of nightmares.
Like a testicle with teeth.
You will die alone. If you could die. Ideally. For others' sake.
That'll do.
Let me get you in the right position.
Second hour, Hippo Juice Show, 954-573-2780 to get in contact with the show. Wow, we went late the first hour.
It happens when we start talking religion.
Yeah. Yup. So let's get back to fun. Marie, why don't you pull a fun story up for us?
All right. I'll try. You didn't leave me with a lot of fun stories.
Blame me because the world's falling apart.
I know, right? Do you want me to jump to the man that told police an attacker cut off his penis?
Sure.
That's fun.
I mean, not for me, not for him, but for me, it's great. Go ahead.
This was in Lubbock, Texas.
Oh, yeah, Texas. Woo!
Warning, this story contains graphic details.
Obviously.
A Lubbock man told police last week someone assaulted him and cut off his penis. The story was true. The LPD released a police report Tuesday on the incident. Officers were called to an apartment at the place where he was, because I don't care about reading his address. According to the report, officers were told he was cut with a knife and his penis was cut off.
Penis so small.
He told me he had sex with another man before he was assaulted. EMS located the man's penis in the kitchen. Was it Colonel Mustard?
No.
Oh. Miss White?
What do you think Lorena Bobbitt's doing right now? That's what she was famous for.
True. Once the man was taken to the University Medical Center, officers questioned the man further. He then changed his story. The injuries were self-inflicted, the police report said.
He cut his own penis off?
The man's name was marked out of the police report, but also he was not charged with a crime. So even if the report did contain his name, everythinglubbock.com wouldn't have published it. The police report did not list the man's medical condition, nor say if doctors were able to reattach his penis. It also didn't describe the motive for the self-inflicted injury.
So he cut his own dick off.
Get charged for anything?
This is an empty story. That's the end of it. Why did he cut his penis off? Why did he lie?
What happened? It was like the BME Pain Olympic kind of thing.
I don't know. That was it. That was the whole story. What kind of non-story is that?
Well, fine. Then we'll move over. I'll help.
And also, what is everythinglubbock.com? Why is that a website?
I don't know. I got it from the Colombian Resistance Force site, FARC.com. So,
hey. Oh.
Is it the same place? I'm not sure. The same guys? Same name.
Is there an everything insert name of city.com for every city?
I believe so.
That's a big deal, by the way, Royce. I don't know if you know about that, but my mom's been talking about that shit for fucking years, and that shit is finally resolved today. Holy crap.
Oh, no.
Did you cut his penis off?
No.
Son of a bitch.
Well, why don't we move over to this state, Brevard County, Florida.
It's in Florida, right?
Yes, it is.
You're driving along, you're driving along.
You turn over like a 16-year-old.
What'd you do?
There's going to be a meeting between your ass and the palm of my hand.
My nippers are so pink.
Moose it.
Kick them in a penis.
Good?
Satisfied.
It's a video.
Yay.
Little girl on the side of a very busy highway, nowhere near their...
Hold on, back it up.
Back it up, back
tonight,
it in.
A father is outraged after a school bus driver left his 5-year-old little girl on the side of a very busy highway, nowhere near their home.
And now the school district says it's taking steps to make sure something similar never happens again.
Whoa!
You think they call her Martha Sugalinski or whatever her name is?
No, I don't know.
Okay,
I didn't get
it.
Oh, Jesus.
Damn it.
Oh, sorry, Mark.
That's okay.
Is that
I love hearing somebody just like, you know, you're trying to get a joke out, but it's like hitting the first hurdle on a 100 dash.
Did you see that dude, by the way?
That was awesome.
Oh, my God. That dude that fucking trained his whole life in the Olympics and he immediately hit the first hurdle. All right, let's finish this
story. What guy in the Olympics didn't train his whole life?
New tonight, a father is outraged after a school bus driver left his 5-year-old little girl on the side of a very busy highway nowhere near their home.
And now the school district says it's taking steps to make sure something similar never happens again. Channel 9's Mike Manzoni live along US 1 in Brevard County. And Mike, you found out it was the bus driver's first time actually.
I recognize that woman that's the co-anchor or whatever.
Sugar?
She's starting to look like a zombie.
Oh, yeah.
She...
You'd rather look like her or this bro. Dude, you're on fucking news. Put a tie on.
Thank you.
Sleeves, please.
Oh, I was going to bring that up. Look at him. Look at him. Look how he's dressed. You're on TV.
No. So hard, bro.
Look how much surgery that blonde woman has had.
Okay. I'm going to hit this club afterwards.
Look at all of the surgery.
Everything with this picture that we're looking at is wrong. Everything.
Oh, Jesus. Look at that top. God, could you do better if you're on network television?
I think they've been taking out the bridge of her nose and putting it into her chin.
It looks like she has saran wrap stretched back on her face.
Even her hair looks super fake. And what's up with that stupid dress?
No, let's get back to the guy. Not wearing a tie, and as Mark pointed out, but his sleeves are rolled up like he's about to get business done.
Yeah, but he's in Brevard County. That's acceptable.
That's a good point. All right.
And I think he also bought Ryan Lochte Auto Jack, too. That's the Auto Jack, too, now at Fairville Megastores.
Jack the news all over your face.
Martha, you're fine. Stop with the surgery.
Stop.
Enough.
Something similar never happens again. Channel 9's Mike Manzoni live along US 1 in Brevard County. And Mike, you found out it was the bus driver's first time actually driving this route.
Yeah, Martha, Brevard Public Schools told me tonight that driver...
I did not expect that voice out of him.
Yeah, that's his on-air voice. Yeah. You know, the second he gets done, like... Totally crushed it, dude.
I know, because I've seen the Fitbit on his other wrist.
Because he's Mike the Man Manzoni.
Mike the Man Manzoni.
You want to get in the Manzoni zone?
Not now, Chief. I'm in the fucking zone.
The Man Manzoni
zone. Oh, fuck. All right.
Go ahead.
The Manzoni zone.
A substitute, but it's still unclear why the driver thought it was okay to leave a little girl wandering along the side of this very busy highway.
It's empty. There's no cars on that road.
Tyler Owens boarded a school bus.
You're right, Martha. It would have made more sense if I had done this in peak traffic hours. but I got a kegger I got to get to later, so...
Martha, no.
It leads with club time.
Martha, could we at least leave a parked car in my sign of my view site? Thank you.
Excuse me, sir. You have to check in. Not now, Chief. I'm in the fucking zone.
In the Manzoni zone.
At Coquina Elementary School in Titusville yesterday and headed home, but she never made it to her bus stop. That's because
used one car as an example of a busy road.
That's lazy reporting.
Do they know what busy means?
That's what a car sounds like.
No, it's busy because they drove by and honked. So,
oh, a highway.
That's what happens in the Manzoni zone. I'm sorry.
You're right.
Strubber dropped off the girl on the side of this busy highway.
Okay, there's some cars.
Some areas doesn't even have a sidewalk. But
it has grass. It's fine.
Girl's aunt just happened to drive.
Here's an example from Shel Silverstein where the sidewalk ends.
Spotted her niece alone on the side of the highway.
And my sister called. She was like, "Well, I just found the baby walking on US 1.
Brevard Public.
Hold on. US 1 is pretty fucked. It's a pretty, okay. It's a pretty busy highway.
US 1
is kind
of
fucked
up,
dude.
Yeah. That's messed up.
US 1, it's like dropping a kid off on US 27.
It's not like US 2 or US 3.
Now, are public school buses different nowadays? Like where you have like that pull chain thing where you pull and say, "This is my stop," and the guy just pulled over? Like,
yes, actually, the wheels on the bus no longer go round and round, round and round, round and round.
School sent Eyewitness News this statement. The district admitted the girl got on the wrong bus and got off at the wrong stop along US 1.
She didn't get off on the wrong... Well, maybe she did. What if she did get off on the wrong
stop? Is there a stop off of a busy highway?
Well, US 1 is kind of busy, but it's also still residential. So there's some homes.
Oh, no. In this shot where you paused, you can kind of see there's a bus off to the back left.
Yeah, and there's houses on the right, you see? Okay.
Do you really believe that this 5-year-old girl got off on the wrong street?
No. I don't think so at all. I'm just saying. I believe
panicked and didn't recognize the area. She's like, "Let me get it off." And
I believe she did exactly what she was intending to do, which was sell drugs in a different neighborhood.
I don't think any of that's true. She's so young.
They start them early.
Oh.
The district
Who, what police officer
bus-
is going to arrest a little girl for selling drugs?
You've never been to Texas.
There's a fucking baby on the side of the corner.
Driver was a substitute awesome. And was driving the route for the first time. School officials say they plan to review review kindergarten dismissal procedures with all bus drivers.
I don't know if this little 5-year-old is right, but she seems pretty adamant. I'm going to let her off.
Kindergartners. How do you...
Dude, did you give her cookies and juice? Why didn't you give her cookies and juice?
For the first time, school officials say they plan to review kindergarten dismissal procedures with all bus drivers. We found out those procedures include making sure children leave the bus stop only with approved adults.
It was really crazy. It was scary more than anything.
Dude, yeah, I feel for this guy. Look, can you imagine? Can you fucking imagine if your 5-year-old fucking kid is walking down a busy highway?
I am
not making this up. I swear to God, when I was still going to elementary school in Fort Lauderdale, I ended up getting on the wrong bus and I drove on that damn thing for an hour and they took me back to the school so that my parents could pick me up from the school. This something about the story is obviously off because of the bus driver and his first day substitute.
Yeah, but this guy is also way too relaxed. If I were that parent, I would be yelling at the journalist and the cameraman.
Nah, you can't.
I'm sure he was screaming 14 hours earlier.
The Manzoni calms you down, soothing effect.
Oh, he does.
Yeah, he's okay. Talking to the Manzoni right now.
Bro, so we're gonna just do this long shot of you. Yeah. I think, okay, door. We have to have a door right behind you, bro. Yeah.
Tracy Owens is the little girl's father. He says he doesn't even want to think about what could have happened to his...
She's a cute girl.
...his little girl.
What if the wrong person would have got a hope to her and took her off for anything? Anything could have happened to her.
I also asked
Tracy Morgan that they were interviewing. Oh my gosh, girl, you left my kindergarten.
I'm a good old pregnant.
...tonight if it plans to fire
what
that
What happened
bus
if
drive?
Somebody got her pregnant?
I love that
I might just stab somebody.
I love that everybody has a different Tracy Morgan impression.
I was going to say, Mark, what was that earlier? That was the worst Tracy Morgan I've ever heard.
I was trying to do his impression from the Oscar ceremony where he's like doing the Danish girl. These Danishes is good, girl.
Oh, that connects to people doing an impression of someone doing an impression.
Yeah,
that bird better not try to steal my credit.
See, I was doing Brian Fellows since we're doing characters.
I'm Brian Fellows.
See, that's Marines.
The district told me it cannot comment on personnel investigations until 15 days after they're completed. We'll keep you posted. For now, reporting live in Titusville in Brevard County.
Also, we're having a kegger back at my place in the man zone. And we're going to just be fucking...
the Manzoni zone.
The Manzoni zone. So it's BYOP.
But you should take a hit from the Manzoni funnel.
Yeah.
That's what I call my beer funnel.
We're going to get turned up starting at 11. Yeah. We'll see you at 11. Mm-hmm.
I like to do hand zonies, which are actually just keg stands.
And also, I'm going to be making my famous calzonies for everyone at the party.
Mike Manzoni, Channel 9, Eyewitness News.
Eyewitness News.
NBC.
WNBC. What was that?
Manzoni, Witness News.
A multi-million dollar sports complex.
Oh, you're so scary! She's been taking her cheek fat and putting it into her breasts.
How soon has gone bad?
Because she's trying to look like she's still in her 20s, but I'm assuming she's probably in her 40s, right?
She's trying to look like a claymation version of herself.
Oh, you're right.
I'm sorry.
That's one thing I'll never understand.
I don't mean to insult women. I love women. But stop butchering your fucking face because you think it's right. Stop it.
Yeah.
You're butchering your goddamn face.
Yeah, it's not good.
You were
fine.
That goes
for guys too.
I agree.
Just age gracefully.
She was
you
fine.
Don't need, you're not fooling anybody.
She's turning into Michael Jackson before he died.
The problem is that
she's molesting
it is
kids.
Socially acceptable for a guy to get older. Like, you look more refined, you know, if you have wrinkles and things like that. That's acceptable because you look distinguished. With women, for whatever reason, getting a wrinkle is not a good thing.
Yeah. Roy Black on Crack says, hand zonies sound like hand jobs with bread.
Well, it does sound
that
good.
That sounds horrible.
And getting wrinkles is fucking fine. Stop worrying, women.
Well, you can talk. You don't have any at all.
I have wrinkles and I have gray hairs and I'm not dying them. Is it true, Royce?
Yeah, I don't have a say in it.
Have you asked? Have you asked?
I don't give a shit. I'm just fucking with you.
I'd dye it if you really wanted me to, but I don't care.
It doesn't matter to me.
Just fucking whatever. Like, put on some mascara. You're fine. Stop it.
Yeah,
you stop it. Why are you yelling?
Helen Mirren's 71 and she still looks good.
Yes, exactly. She does.
She's the exception, not the norm.
That's also true.
Getting surgery is so fucking short-sighted because you start looking like Skeletor by the time you die.
The exception, not the norm, but if you can afford plastic surgery, you can also go walk around the block. Go hit the gym. Go just
That's a good point.
Don't cut your face up.
Yeah, run.
You don't need a nose job. Your nose is fine. You don't need chin implants. Your chin is fine.
Has anybody ever had a successful nose job where it's like, okay, that's an improvement?
No, yeah, you know what?
Yes, when people break their nose.
People have had successful nose jobs. You wouldn't.
I haven't seen one.
Well, that's why you wouldn't know it. If it's good, you don't notice it. That's what it is.
Like the girl from Dirty Dancing. Like she had like that
Jennifer Grey.
Yeah.
She was hotter with her regular big nose.
Yes.
And then she got the fucking nose job and she doesn't look recognizable anymore.
Yes. Everything that makes you different actually makes you more interesting than the next person. So stop changing it.
I mean, but it's easy to say because we're all so handsome and pretty. But
think about it.
We're very humble too.
I agree.
Think about it this way. Anyone that is considering surgery. How many porns do you need to watch to get off now? Because you can't keep watching the same white girl fucking a normal dude. You have to get into some weird fucking shit for you to get aroused. And, you know, after you've watched like 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 100, 10,000, you get into some weird fucking shit. So stay weird. Stay unique. Stop trying to act like everyone else.
Maurice,
that's when you buy Ryan Lochte's Autoject 2. Autoject 2 now in stores. Also on Amazon. Whatever.
Okay, so Molly posted a before and after of a girl who got facial surgery that looks like it works better. I gotta say, not the second picture, but on that first one, the before, I feel like I would have a better chance with a girl like her than the one on the left.
Okay. What's the difference?
Yeah,
I see the difference in the nose.
But is the one on the left the after?
Yes.
Why wouldn't they put the before on the left and the after on the right?
Okay, this is
okay,
your
but see, hold on.
OCD.
Let's be fair here.
Profile, I can tell. Okay.
Let's see the second one, the girl with the braces. She looks a lot better after the surgery, and it helped her. So if we have to be fair, look at her nose before versus after.
Yeah, plus they pulled out all of her teeth after they removed her braces.
She also lost 20 pounds.
Yeah, but in her nose?
No, it's the weight. I think, dude, if you had the same weight on either of those two, I don't know.
I get it that some of them will work, and I'm more so yelling at the point of stop doing.
Start look like a mutant. Then
right.
It's like,
stop doing more than one surgery.
But you can't, though. It's like getting more than
tattoos.
One tattoo.
Yeah.
I get it. Like some of these people, yes. Like
yeah, but that's stupid because some people have a lot of tattoos and they look awesome. Like, you know, tattoos.
No, we're talking about like the once you get, it's like eating Lay's potato chips. You can't stop. Like you just keep doing it.
No, I know. But the thing is, at least with a tattoo, you could, you know, you could say, hey, you find a dude and you say, look, I want this on me. The thing is, when you go to plastic surgery, they could tell you what they're going to do, but they can't guarantee at the end. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, that's the thing. Like, you have to be fair, probably a lot of these women thought that they used a computer thing and they thought they were going to look different and they end up looking like that. Then it's too late, you know?
Okay, that last one I can see.
See, that's a good one.
The one with the bump on the bridge of her nose. That makes sense.
See, I've always, maybe it was just from the girl, I'll go back to her again, from Dirty Dancing with that bump on the nose. I've always found that distinguished and kind of attractive, so.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just me. I'm weird.
And she was fine before. She's fine after. No, she didn't butcher her face. If that's what she wanted to do, fine. But don't then start plumping your lips and then adding this and then adding that and then adding that. Then you stop looking normal.
When they start fucking with the cheeks is when it starts getting out of control.
Like if you want one nose job because you're unhappy with the way you look, fine. I get it. There were some nose jobs that do look like that they helped. But it's when you do the repetitive ones. It's like, stop it. Just have a plan.
The stretching gets me. I don't understand how anyone can think that, oh, I look a lot better. Let me just put my face into a saran wrap wrapper and just pull back until I can't see or hear anything.
Hey,
and then there is a big...
Like, Axe...
There is
like
also,
Axl Rose's face. Like, he's had a lot of surgery.
There is also a big difference between people trying to look older and younger versus people that are unsatisfied with the structure of their nose. Like, there is a big difference.
But my
that.
Point is, the way medical science is now, like, if you wanted to look good, like I said, we were talking about other shows. There's anti-aging clinics. Well, they'll give you hormones you don't even make anymore. You know what I mean? Like, you could look, again, we were talking about a couple weeks ago, there's ways to do it without butchering your face. You know what I mean? Like, or butchering your body. Like Mark was saying, go to the gym, you know? Hey, if you're getting to your 40s, go to an anti-aging clinic. Guarantee you they'll give you HGH. You'll look young again. There's ways to do it where it's healthy.
And it feels like the whole, yeah, the plastic surgery thing has started to die off. I mean, it was out of control in the 90s. But because of what you guys just mentioned, the anti-aging clinics and all those kind of things have, I feel like it's tapered off a little.
Yeah, because my point is, like we were saying before, like there's dudes in their 60s that look better than us. Like, you know what I mean? They figured out the science now how to replace things that your body loses as you age, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, how else do you fucking explain, like, how old's Vin Diesel? He's almost 50 now, right? And look at him.
No, really?
Yeah, 48, I think.
Well, he's always been, that guy is built to be jacked.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, you have a certain type of Samoan frame that it's supposed to be like that.
Yeah, have you seen Sylvester Stallone now?
Again, a guy with are you talking
about
now?
Robert Redford now?
How old is Sylvester Stallone?
He's
70.
Like 60.
102.
No, Sylvester Stallone is 60. 70. I just looked it up.
Right. Well, some people are predispositioned to have a better frame and look. Just you know, genetics. You can't really help that.
My point is like, okay, Sylvester Stallone
fuck is that?
Sylvester Stallone is 70 years old. Look what he looks like. That's for 70. He looks fantastic for 70 years old.
That's true.
You know?
Yeah.
And he's a dude who just always had a bad face and he lived with it. You know?
Right.
That's a dude who's just... Dude, the guy... He has a deformity. That's why his mouth doesn't open all the way, I think, is what I...
Yeah, the stroke mouth thing?
Yeah. Yeah, he's always had... It was like nerve damage.
Again, I'm going to go back to the genetics thing. He's one of those guys that's just predisposed to being ripped. So, yeah.
No, I guess you're right. But my point is that there's ways now where if you really, really wanted to look... you know, I think the key is not to taper off. I think, like, you're right. Like, he was always... Except for Copland, he was fat in that. But besides that, he's always been in shape. And I think it's a lot harder for a guy who's 70 to look like him if he's never worked out. You know what I mean? But if you've always kept active, I think it's easier to maintain it, if that made sense. You know?
Man, you're breaking some new ground.
Yeah. I don't know.
With nose jobs, I'm good at doing some Google image searches. I am like 50-50 on nose jobs. There half the nose jobs that I'm looking online... You didn't need to change your nose. You were fine. You were beautiful. And then there are other ones where I'm like, okay, you had a legitimate reason. You seem to have straightened out what happened in your face. Either, you know, it was super crooked or it was way wider than it needed. Like, mm-hmm. I get it. So, I mean, nose jobs are hit or miss.
It's if you do more than one.
Yeah.
You don't want to look like
you're getting crazy.
You don't want to look like Mickey Rourke.
Yeah. Right?
That's what we're saying. Nobody wants to look like Mickey Rourke.
No.
I mean, no, Mickey Rourke used to be really attractive. He was a good-looking dude, and then he just...
And then he just started fucking with his face.
Dude, he just... Oh, man.
Then he got nominated for an Oscar, so everything was okay.
Yeah, then it's fine. Then he's getting that Oscar pussy now, so he's fine.
Also, side note, has every celebrity had a nose job? Is there a celebrity that hasn't had one? Because I'm
Owen
starting...
Wilson.
Owen Wilson. He refuses to fix his nose.
That's true.
So there you go. That's one.
But most of them? Holy crap.
That's owning it.
That is.
By the way, Marie, I think that was the worst blanket statement I've ever heard. I think 70% of all Hollywood actors have not had nose jobs.
No, I'm sorry. I'm just looking at a lot of actors with a before and after photo. And
oh, like who?
All the Kardashians have. That's for sure.
Just Google successful nose job.
Nah, I'm lazy. Just put it in the.
Yeah, I'm lazy. I don't want to copy and paste that many images. But there's a lot of them that have had surgery, and it's like more than you would realize.
All right. Why don't we move on to something else? Why don't you put
what? How hot is Rourke?
Holy crap. Hold on before we move on.
God.
That's what
damn
Mickey.
It.
Wow. Mickey
that's
Rourke
looks. That's what booze and cigarettes will do to you, man.
Mickey Rourke looks bad. Holy shit.
All right.
Talk about aging like milk.
How old is he?
He's got to be 60.
45.
He is currently 63.
Oh, that's not
good.
Wow,
Sylvester Stallone looks way better than Mickey Rourke.
Yeah, that's
and he's
good.
70.
All right, Royce, I'm going to read this blindly. The headline is intriguing, and I'm hungry.
Okay.
The U.S. government is buying 11 million pounds of cheese.
Cheese!
I don't know why. I'm going to read. I'm hoping it's interesting. No longer mere tasty figments of your most sumptuous daydreams, giant stockpiles of cheese have been amassing all over the country for months, and now the U.S. government is going to buy them. According to a press release from the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the cheese surplus is at its highest level in 30 years. Why is there so much cheese? As Slate Jordan Weissman explained in May, U.S. dairies have been losing sales to competition from Europe, which an oversupply of milk has driven down the price of cheese and butter, and a falling euro has made exports more competitive. So desperate, in fact, is the cheese situation that the USDA has received requests from Congress, the National Farmers Union, the American Farm Bureau, and the National Milk Producers Federation to make immediate dairy purchase. The cheese buy value is $20 million.
That's the thing. And, you know, it's funny because we've been subsidizing the corn industry for years, too. They don't make money.
Wait, how much?
$20 million.
$20 million? No way.
I did not realize.
Like whey cheese? No. Oh,
I did not realize that U.S. cheese was. I didn't realize U.S. cheese was in jeopardy. I will buy as much domestic cheese as I can eat. Just tell me where to buy it. I will fucking buy it. Don't let the government buy it. I love cheese.
No, here's the problem with this, and this is the libertarian way that should be. How about you guys lower your prices? Don't force the government to buy at your prices so you can stay in business. How about you lower it, and the guy, the competition, if they can't keep with your prices, they're going out of business.
Well, nope. Because the government's going to get Gouda prices as opposed to, private.
Oh, my
I'm sorry.
God.
Sorry.
Jesus. You can't help yourself, can you?
Who's going to want to buy Swiss cheese from America?
That's a very good point. Maul says that's the same amount John had to eat at the airport.
I forgot.
One of my favorite stories of all time.
Oh my God. That
no,
was
seriously.
Great.
I will eat an all cheese diet to save this fucking economy if I have to.
Can't imagine it'll be good for your cholesterol.
No, it'll be fine.
That can't be Gouda.
We kind of see that going on. So,
God! Oh, we did. Did you guys hear mine or did?
Yes,
no?
We heard yours too.
Okay, good. Double one for me and Mark.
Yes.
Tag team.
Back again. It's okay, Royce. Just breathe. Just let it breathe. It's okay.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm seriously gonna have to research why. What brands aren't being, like, I don't know what brands they are that are going under and need government help. Because
you're right, Marie.
I don't look at what country my cheese comes from when I buy my cheese.
You're right, Marie. We could do feta.
We could do feta.
That's funny.
Does any of you make a decision on your purchase based off of the country of origin of your cheese?
I don't really care. Just like
no,
cheese.
I just want to eat cheese.
Exactly. Yeah. So is it just that
we're not Munsters. We just like eating cheese.
Damn it! Fuck!
So I'm guessing what's happening is we're going to the store. We're picking the cheapest cheese of the flavor or variety that we want.
No, I don't go cheap.
So the dairy industry is taking out a provolone with the government.
Well, Dutch, you're saying you don't go cheap. You go to expensive.
I go Gouda every time. I'm not even making a pun. Like, I grew up with that. We always had like a half wheel of Gouda cheese because it's a Dutch cheese. I had that my entire life, and I always get that.
Hey, you know,
even though I'm lacked-hearted.
You know what music goes well when you're eating cheese? Nat King Cole be my favorite.
Oh, fucking Christ.
I do love it. Give me those cheese puns.
Waiting for Everyone Else is making me Guire by the minute, so that's...
Yes! I'm loving it. All of it.
No, I'm not even...
Is anyone going to do a cheddar one?
No, we're not.
No. Well, it's very difficult to craft the single...
Oh, you can!
Fucking Christ.
It's
you don't
easy.
Like to have fondue? Or fondue?
I love it!
Hadouken!
It's so good.
I'm just hitting random buttons now.
It's so good. No, seriously, though. Fucking buy more cheese. Well, the government doesn't need to buy cheese unless I can buy government cheese.
That is sad if we have to subsidize it because the dairy farmers won't drop their prices because Europe has.
What the fuck?
Union nonsense.
What the fuck is going on? I love cheese. Let me buy more cheese.
Why cheese whiz, people? Come on.
This is goddamn America, and if I want an all cheese party, I'm going to have one. Come on.
Are you guys done with the cheese puns?
No. I didn't make a single
I was
going to
say Marie isn't.
Pun.
She's holding out. Don't do it.
I have not
You're making
made.
Me feel kind of blue now.
Oh!
To be honest, I heart Vada would rather go on to the next story.
Oh, no. You can suck my penis.
You can move on to the next story.
You guys are making me cream cheese. Seriously, where that government cheese be at? Because I'd be buying. Because you know it's discounted when it comes from the government.
Well, you know what? In case of emergency, at least the government's there to help us. Go ahead and go
ham sandwich. They say a whore that.
All right, guys. We have a little bit of time left. Should we go?
My favorite singer is Beyonce.
Yes! Oh, yes! Oh, wait. No, I hit the wrong one.
That's better.
That is better. Shall we move on?
Mitch says the show is crumbling.
It was a good string, though, wasn't it, though? Sorry.
It's so good.
Please.
Can we hurry before I think of something else. Come on.
All right.
I know, somebody.
Hello, goodbye.
The last 6 minutes of the show.
Hello, goodbye. The author of the best-selling Abstinence Manifesto is reconsidering the lessons he taught millions.
What?
What?
I Kiss Dating Goodbye opens with an unforgettable scene. A bride is walking down the aisle towards her beloved on their wedding day. Stained glass, string quartet, everything is perfect. As the couple begins to say their vows, a woman in the congregation stands up and walks towards the front of the church, silently taking the groom's hand. Then another joins them, and another, forming an ominous chain at the altar. Who are these girls? The bride asks her groom, tears welling in their eyes.
They're my bitches.
Pretty much, he answers. They don't mean anything to me now, but I've given a part of my heart to each of them. The bride then wakes up.
Sorry.
Oh, a part of them, meaning he fucked them.
Yep.
Okay.
The bride then wakes up. So it was a dream. The reader would have no trouble interpreting this nightmare. When you have sex before marriage, the mistake sticks to you forever. I Kiss Dating Goodbye, written by Joshua Harris.
Yeah, sex is so terrible, guys.
Joshua Harris and first published in 1997, argued that the traditional dating was a training ground for divorce because it puts people in the habit of quitting relationships when things get tough.
That's fair.
Aimed at teens and 20-somethings, the book discouraged teen relationships and proposed that courtship in which a couple moves purposefully towards marriage with their parents' blessing and involvement was superior to dating. And it argued that any kind of physical intimacy before marriage was a violation of the sacredness of marriage sexuality and could lead to lifelong regret.
I was taught this growing up.
So was I. Christian school, bro.
Published at the height of 1990s purity movement, which emphasized spiritual, physical.
I'm sorry, Marie. What was the name of the book again?
I Kiss Dating Goodbye by Joshua Harris.
And I didn't.
I feel like we had that in the house.
Which emphasized the spiritual, physical, and physiological importance of abstinence before marriage. Excuse me. I Kiss Dating Goodbye became a phenomenon in conservative Christian circles. It inspired both praise from the likes of purity matriarch Elizabeth Elliot, who I have no idea who that is.
She's a purity matriarch.
Okay. And book-length rebuttals. Harris was already a popular speaker at conferences for Christian homeschoolers and had started his own magazine.
What a boring conference.
That's my people right there.
But the book's influence quickly outpaced its modest build and audience. It had sold more than 1.2 million copies to date. I Kiss Dating Goodbye made abstinence seem both romantic and noble.
And I liked it.
You weren't just not having sex. You were adopting a revolutionary pattern of living that would make you better as a Christian and someday a better spouse.
Boo. It was even better to not kiss before you got to the altar.
I agree. We shouldn't kiss before. Not at all.
And
strictly blowjobs.
Only blammer jammers.
And beware of emotional hookups.
Oh, especially not those.
Mm-hmm. He shares.
Is that anal?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's exactly anal. That's what anal is. Hashtag emotional hookups.
Hashtag emotional hookup.
He shared scary and supposedly true stories like Ben and Lisa's.
Someone's always crying.
Christians who dated seriously had sex, eventually broke up, and years later.
Because the penis goes in the butt, Marie.
Still express emotional trauma and guilt. Mm-hmm. Harris was 21 years old.
I love the anal hole spreader.
He was only 21 years old when he wrote the book.
So he knew all about life
was
then.
Was he married? He basically
was a virgin who had been homeschooled his whole life.
It all comes out now.
That was me up until I went to college.
An unusual profile for the author of a book proposing a new attitude towards romance.
On the upside, my parents did send me to a bunch of Christian school, but they only sent me to a bunch of Christian schools because the public schools by my house were so bad.
He married at 23 and later served as the pastor of an evangelical megachurch in Maryland for more than a decade.
Well, that's right. I actually know him. This is great. I came as fast as I could. The line at Popeye's was backed up. You order a 3-piece meal and they mess up every time. I saved myself until I was married.
You did? Did you fall in line with this other pastor sort of guy?
That's correct. I did nothing with women at all.
No?
No. I did several hand and mouth things with various men I met. But that's because we were preaching. And sometimes when you're praying, you open your mouth, something goes in there. You don't know. It's a crazy thing. It's like speaking in tongues.
What a service. Pastor Royce, are you married?
That is correct. I'm married to Gertrude for 37 years.
Does it feel like a gift from God?
Yes, it does. Every day I look at her and I say, Lord, please take her to heaven. That is a gift from God.
Oh.
I don't know what the Lord's return policy is.
Keep the receipt.
But all I know is when I go on my journeys into the gay clubs, and I go convert people, as I say all the time, because they are sinners.
Oh, do you know Mike Manzoni?
Manzoni, I converted him. He was a homosexual, actually, for 17 years.
Really? The buff reporter from Florida?
He was
News?
A well-known Brevard County homosexual.
Oh, wow.
Well-known. Everyone knew him.
I feel like we legally have to say that's alleged. We don't really know if Pastor Royce is talking.
All I know is that allegedly his name was originally Man on Manzoni.
Oh,
I don't know. He was a sinner, and now he's hanging out doing stories, having his sleeves rolled up, working for the Lord.
So, Pastor Royce, if you were when you were dating your lovely wife Gertrude, like how long were you guys together, and how did you stay abstinent?
Oh, it's very simple. Together for 37 years, we dated for 2.5 weeks.
Oh, really?
When I saw her, I realized that I had accidentally committed some sort of quote-unquote crime. Now, not a Lord's crime. I don't want to state what it is, but it's a crime of this country anyway. And I realized...
Rape?
I will not comment. My wife...
It's rape.
My wife. I realize.
I
don't like that Borat. He's from one of those Islamist countries. Don't like him.
I don't know if Kazakhstan is. Whatever, it doesn't matter. Anyway, so what happened with you and your wife? Like, how was what happened the first time you guys actually got intimate?
Well, here's what happened. She was asleep.
This is already bad.
Okay.
It's so bad.
And I decided I'm going to help and pray with her.
Oh, okay.
Now, when I pray, I get naked because the clothes gets in the way all the time.
You got to be closer to God, right?
I figured if Adam prayed naked, so should I.
So her hands were in a prayer stance or her ass cheeks were in a prayer stance.
I will. First off, there's no need to be vulgar, Brother Mark.
Oh my, God. My apologies, Pastor Royce. I'm sorry. Forgive me.
She was sleeping. And what I did is she was also going to pray. I took her clothes off. Now, I had done a special, this is a long time ago, I had done a special communion wine. At the time.
Cosby juice?
Well, Bill Cosby did give it to me. I'm not going to say what it was. She fell asleep. I started praying with her repeatedly. When she woke up, she was screaming. I'm assuming she was possessed. So I throw holy water on her. That's what I call my semen.
Jesus.
And I said, I forgive you. 37 years, married, happily.
All right, that's a good lesson.
She leaves the house once every month, and that's great. I let her buy whatever hat she wants.
Whatever hat?
One hat a week. Wait, one hat a month. I'm sorry.
So how many hats does she have?
She has one hat. I throw the other ones out whenever she buys a new one.
Oh, okay. So she doesn't get to keep the old hats?
I will not spoil her. I won't.
That seems really wasteful.
That is the curse that women have to pay for because of what Eve did.
Can you at least donate the hats to lesser people?
No, I burn it in front of her.
Oh
no.
What a terrible lesson to learn.
That's right. For
every month?
Every single month.
You burn one hat.
One hat.
And then make her buy a new one.
That is correct.
Pastor Royce,
that's how we stay together for 37
years. You for the advice, Pastor Royce. It seems like that's a good way to go about things.
I feel like you're kicking me off the show, and I'm not ready to leave.
I'm not kicking you off. I'm just saying thank you.
We're not kicking you off. We're just trying to finish the article from the...
I'm sorry, Marie. Go ahead.
The author, Joshua Harris.
I know him very well.
Well, it seems 19 years after he wrote the book, I Kissed Dating Goodbye, and fathered three kids, he's now pursuing a formal education for the first time in his life. And these days, he's having very mixed feelings about the book that turned him into a Christian celebrity.
Oh, my gosh.
Is he still married to the same woman?
I don't know. I'm reading it as we go.
Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Part of the reason this has been so hard for me is I have so much of my identity tied up into these books. I'm what I'm known for. It's what I'm known for, sorry. Harris told me recently from Vancouver, where he moved his family to last year to enroll in a graduate program.
Now, that's the problem. They go to that sex cesspool that is Canada.
Well, he went to an evangelical
How do you think Mounties got their names?
Oh, no.
They're mounting everything that they find and having sexual acts with it.
I think it was just a... Oh, never mind.
Quote, it's like, well, crap, it's the biggest thing I've done in my life, and this really is this really huge mistake. Harris is...
That's funny. That was my wife's vows.
Harris's conversation with me was part of an ongoing, not quite apology tour in which he is grappling earnestly with the legacy of I Kissed Dating Goodbye. Last month, he gave an interview to NPR in which he said he is reevaluating the book's impact.
Now, I love NPR. That stands for No Puerto Ricans, right? I always thought that they talked too low on there to be Puerto Ricans.
No. I know we're going way beyond. Do you want me to keep reading the article? I think.
Yeah. Finish it up.
Oh, I mean, it's pretty long.
Just skip to the end. That's
important. Really long. Last sentence?
No. Well, I mean, like.
Last paragraph? Last two paragraphs.
Sum it up, bitch.
I can't. I've never read it before. I have to read it to summarize it. I don't know what happens.
Do fast skimming and then give us the highlights. Like,
My God, you fast skim, why don't you?
Well, I don't have the fucking article.
Yes, you fucking do. First off, emails every goddamn week like the rest of
Maul
us.
Maul says farticle.
You're right, Maul. You're right, Maul.
So let's end this show.
It is a farticle. I'm going to read.
So he's second guessing it. Now, I just want to know why.
We all want to know why.
Does he wish he had some like non-homeschool sex before he got married?
Okay. I'm just going to pick an article. I hope it answers your question because the thing is fucking long. All right. Here's a quote. I have been married to my wife for over 7 years. We've been together over 10. We have a beautiful daughter.
She smells like shit.
We have a beautiful daughter and successful careers. When we were dating, we had sex because of the wait. Whose quote am I reading?
When we were dating?
I guess that's his quote. Okay. To this day, I cannot be intimate with my wife without feeling like I'm doing something wrong, sinful, and pure. We both adored your book. Oh, okay. This is someone else's quote. God damn it. This is what happens. This is what happens.
The last sentence.
The very last sentence? All right. You got it.
Yeah.
Harris might prove them with all of that someday soon, or he might not. In the meantime, those critics are well trained in the art of waiting for what they want. I hope that answered your question.
Thank you, everyone, for listening. Make sure you stay tuned tomorrow. Cousin Joe is back from his sabbatical, so make sure you listen to him at 7 p.m. on morelikeradio.com. Download.
I'm sure he's going to have an earful.
Cousin Joe's a doctor now?
Make sure you download the Real Thing podcast, which is up right now on the RSS feed if you missed it before. More Like Radio.
Spelled
with
follow
real. Us on Facebook and Twitter, The Real Thing MLR. Thank you so much.
Yep.
Spelled
yep.
with two E's.
That is correct. All right, guys. Thanks for listening.
Movie reel.
We are fucking out.
I have to explain this to the listening audience.
Gotcha.
This is about movies.
Got it.
Reels. They used to come on two reels.
We're fucking out.
And it would just push it out to a screen. So if you get it, The Real Thing. It's about my movies. Anybody?
Thank you.
No?
Yes, there it is.
There we go. I actually kind of like that.
Looks good, right?
We'll throw back to Blockbuster.
Yep. All right, guys. We're out of here.